Hastings College football is on the air, and this is Countdown to Kickoff. We begin each game day with Paul Merkowitz pregame show, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. We service what we sell at 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Hastings College football on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos looking to close out their season here this afternoon as they take on the Prairie Wolves out of Nebraska Wesleyan. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz. And coach, it's always a special day here for the seniors today in the 2010. No difference.
No, not different at all. You know, senior day is very special and football's a little different than a lot of other sports, and you know, last time that these guys are going to get a chance to play football and especially together, and so it's an important day, and we want to make sure we play well.
Really, the key here today is to close out the season strong and to send the seniors out the right way.
It really is, and we've talked about that for the last couple of weeks, and I reiterate our preparation has been good. The guys are focused. It's just a matter of executing the game plan, and that's the one thing we were able to do last week when we watched film on Sunday. We really never felt like we had to deviate from the game plan as we had, you know, for the month of October, really, and taking care of the football and then really containing Doan's offense really, really helped us kind of stay the course.
How tough has it been the past couple of weeks getting the guys fired up for games that really don't mean a whole lot other than a win for them?
You know, Mike, it really hasn't. I mean, outside of the the losing, and you know, obviously that's a big part of it. It's really been a pretty good year. I mean, I think the guys have enjoyed the journey. Obviously the results haven't been exactly where we want to be, but we've had very few problems and we've stayed pretty healthy, and the guys have played hard and when we focused in just on the things that we can control, we've been productive. And so, that's good. And I like that because it tells me we've got the right foundation and we can build this thing back up again. And the guys have really been very positive.
18 seniors playing the final ball game for Hastings College today. What's this class meant to your program?
Well, I tell you, you talk about it, what we just had kind of touched on, the ability to go through a season and deal with adversity and a lot of programs across the country, as they start to struggle, they start to point fingers and you have, you know, a bunch of problems and things off the field. These guys have been great and they've just kind of moved the program, you know, along another year, and we've taken some steps. And again, you look at the overall record, not where we want to be, but these guys have been an integral part of where we're at right now and the kind of program that we have. And I'm very proud of our football program, and these guys are a major part of it.
Now, like I said, not the season we really anticipated at the beginning of the year. Was there a kind of a turning point that you say, yeah, we'd like to have that one back and maybe we could get to different results by the end of the year? Was there a point in that season where you're second-guessing yourself, so to speak?
You know, I don't know for a second, but we kind of, when we felt like we had kind of gotten away from some things, and probably maybe right around that Midland game, I think that game was a tough one, even though, you know, you'll go back to Northwestern, that second game of the year, and you hope you can change some of those things. Again, it's not the point at one thing, but it's just been the turnovers, and that game was really difficult that way. And then, you go up to Dakota Wesleyan, and defensively really didn't play very well for the first time in a couple of years, really, and those guys have really bounced back and played extremely well. So I don't know if you put your finger on one thing, but I think when you look at that Midland game and where it was at and homecoming, it just kind of took a little wind out of our sails for a couple of weeks. But like I said, our guys are refocused and re-energized. I know they really want to play well for these seniors.
Turns out that Midland playing today, maybe for a possible playoff, but Midland turned into a pretty good football team this year.
Yeah, they did. And we've had a chance to see them on film, and they're doing a lot of the things that we did a year ago. The ball's kind of bouncing their way. And they played Nebraska Wesleyan last week in 14-6, just a hard-fought game. Reminded me a lot of our 7-3 game, a year ago up there. And so, I know that staff has done a great job and their players are playing hard, and it looks like, at least on film, that they're staying pretty healthy as well. And so it'll be an interesting game in Fremont with them in Northwestern to see kind of who comes out of that thing with a win, and then does that third team get into the playoffs. And so Would love to be in that mix, but certainly on Sunday at the all-conference meetings, we'll be there. All the head coaches will be there in Sioux City, and we'll have a lot to talk about to kind of see how things shake out.
G-Pack this year, do we deserve a third team into the playoffs, you think?
Man, I don't know. It's hard to say. You'd hope so. I think there's an argument for both. You look at Northwestern, and Northwestern struggled in some of their wins. They've lost their quarterback. I don't know if you're aware of that after – I think it was after week 3 or 4, and so they've changed a little bit. But shoot, they've got the two top leading rushers in our conference, two guys well over 100 yards, and they're still playing really well defensively. And you know, Midland, I tell you, the one thing that impressed me when they were here, they got a lot of weapons on offense, and they play against the run defensively very good. And so when you play in our league, I got to believe if you can make it through with two losses and still in pretty good shape. I mean, Midland wins that game, they're 9-2. You go 9-2 and you don't make it into the top 16. I don't know. And the same thing with Northwestern. And so it's going to be tough. I'm sure those guys are on the phones and going to be lobbying as soon as their game's over. I'd like to see three teams get in because I think they deserve it.
Hastings finishing off here this afternoon against Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll come back and talk more with the coach as our pregame show continues after this.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool. A winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products. The Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for. And from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Coach Hastings coming off of a win last week over Doan, 43-21, our best point total for the 2010 season. We kind of put it together last week on offense.
We really did, and I think we said it after game. Each aspect of the game kind of fed off of each other, and I think our ability to be able to obviously run the football, and we felt going in that if we could play well in the first half, that in the second half we could wear them down because they really had given up a lot of yards in the second half, and it held true. And I think it was really nice to see our guys, especially in the offensive line, just feel very good about what they're doing because I know they've been working extremely hard. And it's been a tough season. And we talked about it even in that last drive when Keenan scored. You know, we wanted to build off of that and move towards this week. And we've talked about it a lot. And it's going to be a different situation because it's a totally different defense today. But felt really, really good about the way we played.
The biggest glaring stat coming out of last week's ball game with Doan, and that's a zero underneath the turnover category, and that's something that's really plagued us the last 3 weeks.
It really had, and it has been all season, and I think that the games, the four games we've won, we've turned it over 5 times, and the ones we've lost, we've turned it over 19 times, and so really important today that we take care of the football as we did last week, and we've talked about it a lot, and just, again, we're just back to those little things and try to keep that formula the same, and just assignment, alignment, technique. Don't worry about down distance, red zone, all that other stuff. Don't worry about it. Let's just execute and take care of the football.
The offensive line just have a better day last week. We rushed the ball for 232 last week, the most we've rushed in quite some time.
Yeah, and I think, I keep pointing at the same thing and try to keep it simple. But, I mean, when you're not turning it over, you're running a heck of a lot more plays and you have a lot of more rushing opportunities. We were very productive on first down, which made second down a lot easier. We were able to sprinkle in some play action pass, and we were successful with it. And so when you're moving the sticks, throwing the football, you're adding plays, and you're getting opportunities to run the ball and maybe wear people down.
I didn't think I'd ever see this stat here, Coach. As we prepare for this ball game, Hastings averaging 164 yards rushing, 166 yards passing coming to this ball game here today.
Yeah, I think we're getting there. I mean, we're getting to the point where we're a little bit more balanced, and we talked about it last week. We're about 55-45 run to pass, and we ran it a little more last week, and I think the weather obviously is gonna force you to run the ball a little bit better. And I think that's one thing that this rivalry has kind of been about is who can run the football and who can stop the run.
So it's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Prairie Wolves as our pregame show continues after this.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for. And from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Well, Coach, a couple of teams have been playing for a long, long time. I think the first meeting, they tell us, 1908. Playing our 97th meeting here this afternoon between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. These two schools have a long, long, and very good rivalry going.
Really do, and I think it's teams that, you know, on the field, you know, do things similar. You know, again, very good defense, very solid special teams. Not a lot of high-risk offense. Want to establish the line of scrimmage. You know, we've talked about things this week that we haven't talked about as much, especially as a coaching staff, is just moving the field position every time you got the ball, because they're going to do that. They've got an outstanding punter. They kick the ball extremely well. They covered extremely well. And if we kind of get into a situation as we did 2 years ago where we're able to move the football, you know, punt it to them, and then, you know, lose field position, yeah, it puts you in a really difficult situation, especially against a good defense. And so, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, you're going to see two pretty patient teams, I think, offensively, and try to get big plays when you can.
Recent history repeats itself here today. It looks like the first team to 10 could win this thing.
Yeah, 7-3, 2 years in a row. And I think when we looked at it, in both games, the team that won was under 180 yards of total offense. And so we're not looking to get that done today. Maybe we can break that streak. And you know, a couple of years ago, we moved the ball very well, but just couldn't get in the end zone. I mean, their formula defensively, it really is pretty simple. But it's just a tough nut to crack. They're going to play you over the top and play a lot of four deep zone and stay away from the big play and then try to pressure you as much as they can, in that seven man front and you know, try to stop the run that way. And so, that's kind of going to be, you know, the way we're going to approach it and try to deal with some things and maybe pass a little bit, maybe underneath or in between, maybe not as much deep stuff and try to get those deeper outs instead of those posts and those verticals.
Let's talk about their defense a little bit. It looks like they got a couple of good linebackers. Eric Brulette was a guy who led him last week in the ball game against Midland, had 17 tackles a week ago. Their leading tackler, another linebacker, in Cole Myers. So obviously their linebacking core, maybe the strength of the defense.
Yeah, and they really do a nice job. They're a three-man front team, but it's going to be a fourth with a linebacker up on the line, and they do a nice job of moving and slanting and really freeing up those linebackers. Those are the guys that are going to make a lot of plays, them along with the safeties, because, you know, if you got a double team up front because you got a slant and you got movement, you know, it poses some problems being able to get up to the backers and to the safeties. But at the same time, I think that also gives you a chance to get some plays. You know, if you can catch them slanting into something or out of something, you can get some big plays as long as you're executing, and so that's going to be the key for us.
Defense can put a lot of pressure on an offense as well. They got, 14 sacks coming into the football game here this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they, you know, one of the things we had talked about, they've obviously seen our game against Morningside, and we had a real difficult time against speed on defense. And you know, if you look at their two deep, you look and you say, not a real big group on the defense side of the ball, and they traditionally aren't, but they move extremely well. Coach Bates does a really good job of preparing them, and they play very, very hard for him. And so we're just going to have to be up to the task. Again, take care of the football. I'm going to say it again, take care of the football. But that doesn't mean that we're going to just, you know, run the ball and hand it off all day. I think we are able to sprinkle some things in and get some different things in. And, you know, you get, you know, some tight ends involved and some backs involved. I think it's going to force them to kind of defend some things that maybe they're not ready for.
On the offensive side of the football, Matt Sharkey is a guy, though, having the backfield. He's lined up as a tailback. He's lined up as a fullback. He's lined up as the Wildcats type of running back there. So he's the guy. Is that the guy that they really go to? Or?
They do a lot of things with him and Jerry Lebeda from Aurora. Yeah, he's a guy that we kind of thought at the beginning of the year was going to carry a lot of the load for them. And then Steve Fricke is another guy. So they're going to run the football. You know, it's they kind of make us look like a high-risk offense a little bit. But, you know, I think that's going to be their plan coming in. You know, young quarterback, even though he's played all year long, he's started to play a little bit better here the last couple of weeks. And we kind of feel that if we can get some pressure on him, maybe force him into some bad decisions and try to give him as many different looks as we can. But we've got to stop the run. You know, I think if they run 70 plays here today and they run at 60, and I think they'd be happy that way. So we've really got to, you know, be up to the task there and staying in our fits and running to the football and do the things that we've done here over the last couple of weeks to stop the run.
Sophomore quarterback in there this afternoon for Nebraska Wesleyan, but they do throw it around a little bit. He's got 225 pass attempts so far this season, so when they do throw the ball, it looks like they've been successful.
Yeah, and you know, it's similar to with us. I think, you know, you're seeing the amount of pass attempts. It's more the situation that they're in. You know, when you get in, you know, they've had some games where they've kind of fallen behind and had to throw it a little bit more than maybe they want to. And but here in the last couple of weeks, I mean, you look at what they did with Midland. Didn't throw it very much. A lot of play action, slow down the game, win the field position, you know, all of those types of things. And so that's kind of what we're trying to prepare for. That doesn't mean they won't throw it. You know, a couple of years ago, we really had a difficult time covering it. It was a three-tiered crossing route that they just ran. And now we've made some adjustments, and we've actually had a coverage in for the last 3 years for that. And so, you know, again, it's going to start with us up front and our ability to handle their offensive line. And if we can do that with the 3 and 4 guys that we need to, it just gives us an opportunity to do so many more things.
So we're sneaking up on game time here this afternoon. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to the Paul Merkowitz pregame show today on 1230 KHIS.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan squaring off here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. This looks like old-fashioned football here this afternoon is what it's shaping up to be, Coach. The game plan looks pretty simple for both teams.
It really is, and then you know, then it really comes down to your special teams. And I think you got two of the best kickers, punters in the league. You know, last year when I looked at the film, Ernesto really flipped the field mostly all day long. Was very efficient, and so you know, it's going to come down to those things. And you know, and it may wind up being, you know, one of those field goal games, and you just never know. But you know, I'll take our chances with him. He'd been very, very solid for a couple of years, and I know he wants to end his career on a high note.
Obviously, Wesleyan doesn't put a lot of points on the scoreboard with the type of game they play, but it looks like when they get inside the red zone, they're pretty good. They're 75% for the year, and they have scored 12 straight times, they tell us, inside the red zone. So shutting Wesleyan down, keeping them away from the 20-yard line may be the key today.
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, in the games that we've struggled when we've turned the ball over, we've handed short fields and those types of things, and we cannot do that because I think our defense really I'm hoping it's going to play extremely well today. And you know, if they got to go 70 and 80 yards at a crack, it's going to be very difficult for them to do that. And so, you know, we want to make sure we're doing things. Like I said, we want to be patient and make good decisions with the football. And when there's big plays to be made, then go ahead and make them.
You want to stress that one more time that we cannot turn the football over?
We need to take care of the football, that's for sure. And that, again, that's been our focus and going to continue to be our focus today.
Getting out of here with a win in Nebraska Wesleyan, finishing the season with two straight wins, obviously a big focus point of the program here today.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we'll take a look at that, you know, starting next week and kind of look at the things that we need and what do we need to do to win some more games and put us in that direction. Our number one goal right now is to play well today, send the seniors off the right way, and then, like you said, finish at 5-5, not where we want to be, but certainly better than what it looked like a couple of weeks ago. And so just want to play well and send these guys off the right way.
Okay, we'll see you after the ball game.
Thanks.
That's Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. Stick around. We've got the scouting report up next with Blaine Bulis and Nebraska Wesleyan head coach Brian Keller. Then it's Hastings College football today, the Broncos and Nebraska Wesleyan on 1230 KHAS.
The Paul Merkowitz pregame show has been brought to you by Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington and Hastings. Sales and service since 1945. Countdown to kickoff continues with the scouting report coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington, Hastings, or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
This is the Scouting Report, brought to you by Boards Floors, 827 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the opposing coach on the Scouting Report on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Scouting Report for this afternoon's season finale for the Hastings College Broncos. They take on the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. And Brian Keller is here, the head football coach of Nebraska Wesleyan. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Your ball club coming in 4-5. This will be the season finale for you guys also. And what about your ball club this year, Coach? Kind of give us the overview heading into today's game.
Well, we came into the season very young, very inexperienced. And then on top of that, I've never been through a rash of injuries quite like we've had. I think we're up to 8 starters out for the year, 4 or 5 backup players out for the year. I think we have a grand total of 23 guys out for the season with various injuries. So there's been a lot of teaching going on this year. It's been kind of rewarding from that aspect. Our kids have battled and competed really well, but it's constant teaching, constant learning.
Coach, and you get into that, you can't get into any consistency, can you, with injuries? You know, you want to, as you move through the season, you want to get better every week. You want that consistency and execution. But when you have injuries, it's just difficult to do, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. And, you know, we've got 2 or 3 guys have played numerous positions this year. You know, 1 week they're playing one spot, then the next week because of injuries they have to play another position. And so it has been tough. But I think, you know, in the long run, it's really going to pay off because the majority of our kids are all coming back. And getting all this GPAC experience is really going to help us down the road.
It looks like, Coach, from following your scores throughout the year, it looks like your defense has played pretty well all year. You've been in some tight games, some low-scoring games. So it looks like from a defensive standpoint, they've played pretty well.
Well, we've played well, yes, thank you. Probably not up to our standards. You know, the last 4 years we've been in the top 10 in the country defensively. We're not quite there this year. And, again, part of that is because of the injury factor. But yeah, we lost a 3-0 game to Concordia to start the season out, and then we lost to Morningside by 10, last week to Midland by 7. So we've been, you know, very, very close all year. And like I said, with our adversity and the kids have been hanging in there, I felt good about the way things have gone.
Yeah, Coach, despite all those injuries, you start out, 0-3, but you'd won 4 of your last 5 before last week. So if you won 4 of your last 6, so these guys obviously have improved and have gotten better. And from that aspect, too, yeah, you got to be pretty happy with things.
Well, yeah, we are, and that's a great point. I think we did improve every single week, and that's all you can really ask. I think we took maybe a little step backwards last week in the first half. We didn't play very well first half, but other than that, we improved every single week all year, and what else can you ask for as a coach?
And in this league, improving every week, that's a good thing, isn't it, Coach, because every week is just – it's just a battle every week, isn't it?
You know, it really is, and maybe that's a cliche, but, you know, I've been around 15 years now, and the league is so much better from top to bottom. You know, a few years ago, you could always count on, okay, hey, we're going to win these 2 or 3 games, but you can't do that anymore. It's so close, and the difference between winning and losing is just, it's minute.
Okay, Coach, we're going to talk about your ball club and the Broncos after our timeout on this afternoon's Scouting Report.
The Mohawk Anniversary Sale, celebrating 132 years of quality Mohawk flooring, is going on now at Boar's Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. This fall Mohawk sale features Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is also available. Boar's Floors is also your dealer for Oreck vacuum cleaners. Saving selection, 132 years of quality. It's the Mohawk Anniversary Sale at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Welcome back to this afternoon's Scouting Report. Before Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan close out the college football season here on 1230 KHAS Radio. And Brian Keller with us, the head football coach of the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Okay, Coach, we always like to get the other side of things, your view of the Hastings College Broncos. What do you think of the Broncos as you head into today's game?
shoot, they're always one of the best-looking team out there in pads. I mean, it's such good-looking athletes, just the size and the speed and those types of things. You're going through warm-ups and you're going, holy cow, how can we compete with these guys? I know Coach Merkwitz and his staff does a great job. Defensively, again, Coach Harper does a nice job there. They give you so many looks, very confusing. Very physical group of guys defensively. I think that defensive line is outstanding. Then on offense, you know, they got multiple weapons over there. And, you know, Seeley's going to be a really outstanding running back in this league, very good offensive line. And then Troy can do some really good things at quarterback.
For your ball club, Coach, what are the keys today for your ball club to end this season on a winning note?
Well, we offensively, we've got to we can't be one-dimensional. We've got to be able to run the football, which is going to be a tough task today. And then we've got to be very efficient in the pass game. We don't need to throw 40 times, so we've got to be very efficient. And we've got to score some points. You know, we had opportunities last week where we marched the ball extremely well on a very tough Midland defensive team. We kicked field goals, but we need to score touchdowns, and I can see that happening today. Then defensively, we've got to shut down that run game and force Hastings to throw the football and be that one-dimensional type team as well on that side. And then, as always, the last few years, the game's been very close, so there's going to be a big play in the special teams, whether it be a block kick, a long field goal, something, but that's going to be a difference maker today in the game.
Well, this is the season ended for both coach, and this is a very good rivalry between these two teams, and that aspect always comes into it, Coach, doesn't it? When these two get together, you know, you can always expect a good, competitive, probably a hard-hitting football game, which is usually the case, but from that aspect, for all these players today, it's an emotional day for them, because this is a good rivalry, isn't it?
It really is. You know, you take Wesleyan, Hastings, Doan, Midland, you know, those are some great games, and there's a lot of history there, and in other words, there's dads up in the stands are watching their sons who played in these games, and it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to end the season this way because we all are very familiar. We all recruited kind of the same kids, and it's a great rivalry and a great way to end the season, and there's going to be a few sore guys at the end of the day.
As it turns out, Coach, both teams are 4-5, so the last game, both teams want to end at 5-5 rather than 4-6, so that comes into play too. So from a competitive standpoint, that should be really high today, shouldn't it?
Well, I think so, and obviously a 5-5 is a lot better than 4-6, like you said, and a chance to be, I guess, second place in the state of Nebraska behind Midland, and you know, whatever that's worth. But I know you feel a lot better after the game with a W instead of an L.
Coach, always a pleasure talking with you, and we appreciate your time. Good luck today, and again, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having us. I've enjoyed it over the years. Thank you.
Okay, that's Brian Keller, head football coach of the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves on this afternoon's scouting report. Stay tuned. The starting lineups play-by-play coming right up.
This has been the scouting report brought to you by Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Play-by-play of today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. Hastings College football and 1230 KHIS. The Broncos wrapping up the 2010 campaign here this afternoon as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan out of Lincoln. This is the 97th meeting between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan, a series that dates back to 1908. It has been very competitive over the years. Hastings holding a slim edge in the all-time series, 46-43. There have been seven ties in this series. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan splitting their last two ball games here. Hastings winning in Lincoln last year by the score of 7-3. Nebraska Wesleyan winning in Hastings the previous year by the same score of 7-3. And just how competitive this series has been, these teams have split the last 12 games that they have played football. So we expect a tight one here this afternoon between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. Of course, the Broncos are coming off with their win last week over the Doane College Tigers, 43-21. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Hastings. Meanwhile, Nebraska Wesleyan lost to Midland by the score of 14-6. That broke a three-game winning streak for the Prairie Wolves that they had picked up wins over Dakota Wesleyan, Briarcliff, and Doane preceding that ball game against Midland last week. So both teams are entering this final week of the regular season with a chance to win a ball game. And Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan are both sitting at 4-5 on the season. Obviously not going anywhere as far as the playoffs, but I think it's important for these two teams to wrap up the season on a high note and get on into their offseason and before long spring football practice. So we'll find out what happens here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside him. Jimmy, maybe after struggling for three consecutive weeks, Hastings finally put it all together last week, had their highest output offensively with 43 points that they put on the board against Doane, and they're hoping to just, like we said, go out today and play a strong football game and finish up the 2010 season with a couple of wins here.
Well, I think so, and I think a lot of things, the same things apply going into the Doane game last week. You know, this is the old conference rival along with Doane from the NIAC conference, and these two teams are getting together a lot, and a lot of unique situations and games in the past. I can remember one. We were reminiscing last week about Doane. How about the ladder, the hook and ladder, that was a very controversial play back here? That's been several years ago, so I'm gonna work on your memory on that one. But yeah, whenever these two teams get together, just like the Doane game, very physical, a lot of defense. Offenses have a tendency to really struggle. And yeah, last week with the performance against Doane, Hastings College really come out. But the big key was there, Mike, no turnovers. You don't turn over the ball, you have a lot better chance to win the football game. And Hastings coming in has had a tendency, Troy, to throw some interceptions. And they've also been known to fumble the football way up at the Morningside game. They did. They had, six turnovers up there. I don't care who you're playing. That's not going to give you a very good chance to win the football game. But last week, Coach Merck, he comes up afterwards, sets down before we went back on the air live. He says, no turnovers, buddy. And that's exactly right. And that was one thing that really helped the Broncos in aiding their victory last week. And I think it's going to be very key today. Try to get some momentum going into the offseason. You're giving up the seniors with senior day. So you want to try to send them out on a good note, bring the underclassmen in and work on some things and get ready for next year, because obviously the Broncos had high hopes of making the playoffs this year as they did last year. But that kind of got squandered away in the middle of the season where they kind of went into a lull and got some injuries.
All right, temperature, it's going to be 41 degrees here at game time this afternoon. We got a partly cloudy sky. The wind going to be out of the northwest at about 13 miles per hour. So just a slight breeze. It feels like 34 here this afternoon. So definitely football weather here today for this final game of the season, huh?
Well, it is very brisk this morning. Obviously, as most people probably are today, the opening day of deer season. That's where I was this morning, and it was brisk out there. A lot of frost on the pumpkin, so to speak, so very chilly out there. But I've made my way here, and it's nice and toasty up here in the Prospect.
All right, the starting lineup is brought to you by Wendt Plumbing in 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Wendt, there's a way. That's Wendt Plumbing of Hastings. No changes for the Broncos, either offensively or defensively here this afternoon from what we saw a week ago. Troy Huber gets the start at quarterback today, 6'2", 180, a senior out of Aurora, Nebraska. Zach Beatty will be your fullback, 6'2", 205, a junior out of Colorado Springs. Dalton Seeley, the tailback, 6'2", 210, a freshman out of Hastings St. Cecilia. The tight end will be Blake Horseman, 6'3", 215, a senior out of Bailey, Colorado. The split end will be Justin Anderson. Anderson, 5'11", 180, a senior out of Denver. Mike Novicki will be your flanker, 6'5", 190, a junior out of Columbus Scotus. Offensive line for Hastings, Jesus Uribe will be your center, 6'3", 280, a junior from San Jose, California. Derek Whipple, 6'1", 270, a sophomore out of Parker, Colorado, will be your right guard. Evan Richter will be at left guard, 6'3", 255, a senior out of Hayes Center. The left tackle will be Tom Van Hott, 6'4", 270, a junior out of Omaha Gross. And the right tackle will be Jeremy Opperly, 6'4", 285-pound senior out of Westminster, Colorado. Hastings College on defense here this afternoon. Your three down linemen will be Jake Mueller, 6'6", 280, a junior, actually a senior from Omaha Gross. Pete Botkin, 6'3", 280, a senior from Millard North. And Chase Langenberg, 6'3", 235, a junior out of Windside, Nebraska. Your linebackers for Hastings today will be Brian Callen, 6'2", 220-pound senior out of Colorado Springs. Indiana Jones, 6'3", 220, a junior from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Alex Diffendaffer will be 5'9", 230-pound sophomore out of Bethard, Colorado. Also, Riley Nicholas, 6'1", 225, a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia. And Kane Ellenberg, 6'1", 175, a sophomore out of Jacksboro, Texas. Out of the defensive secondary for Hastings today, Zach Carlton, 6'1", 180, a junior from Colorado Springs. Also, Brinson Steinhauser, 5'10", 175, a senior from Lincoln Northeast. And Aaron Verlinde, 6'2", 200-pound junior out of Phoenix, Arizona. We'll come back and check the starters for Nebraska Wesleyan right after this timeout.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs. Also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
All right, your starting lines for Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon on offense. Their quarterback will be Nate Hopman. He is 6'2", 10", a sophomore out of Millard West. Matt Sharkey will be your fullback this afternoon, 5'9", 210-pound junior out of Lincoln Southwest. Jerry Lovato will be your running back today for Nebraska Wesleyan, 5'9", 180, a sophomore out of Aurora. The tight end will be Matt Edwards, 6'2", 245, junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Joe Manley will be your split end, 6'2", 195, a junior out of Lincoln Christian. The flanker will be Mike Colgrove, 6'3", 190, a senior out of Plattsmouth. And the offensive line for Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon, you've got Ryan Beebe, 6'4", 270, a freshman out of Cross County. Brian Pulowski will be your right guard, 6'4", 265, a senior out of Omaha Scott. The left guard will be Caleb Armstrong, 6'3", 290, a freshman out of Papillion La Vista South. Your right tackle will be Jace Hayden, 6'1", 265, a junior out of Bertrand, Nebraska. And Sam Rickaby will be your left tackle. He'll be 6'3", 275 pounds, a junior out of Arvada, Colorado. Nebraska Wesleyan on defense this afternoon. They've got three down linemen. It'll be Nate Straley, 5'11", 215, a junior out of West Point Central Catholic. Also in there for Nebraska Wesleyan will be number 67, Corey Kundel, 6'2", 265, a freshman out of Plattsmouth. And Russell Walton, 6'2", 40, a sophomore out of Franklin, Nebraska. Linebackers, this is a good group here for Wesleyan. Eric Roulette, 5'8", 215-pound senior out of Omaha Scott. Tanner Smith, 6'2", 215, a junior out of Seward. Dan Slope, 5'9", 190, a senior out of Bishop Newman. And the leading tackler on the team is Cole Meyer, 5'10", 190, a senior out of Friend, Nebraska. And then a defensive secondary for Nebraska Wesleyan today, it'll be Cody Eiler, 5'10", 190, a sophomore out of O'Neill. Kurt Softley, 6'1", 185, a junior from Perkins County. Zach Hoy, 6'2", 200-pound junior out of Waverly. And Tyler Schultz, 5'8", 200-pound senior out of Wood River. And your starting lineups today have been brought to you by Wood Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a whip, there's a way. That's Wood Plumbing of Hastings. Like Jimmy mentioned, this is a seniors' day today at Hastings College, and the seniors, one by one, being introduced. There's 18 of them playing their final ball game here today, and I thought it was kind of ironic that the biggest cheer, I think, out of the whole crowd was for our kicker, Ernesto Lacayo. That's a guy who came to us from California and going to be sorely missed. He's been a mainstay for Hastings College, punting the football and kicking the last 2 years. Coach Merck said in the Hastings Tribune this week, you just kind of forget about the kicking game because he has been that good.
Well, he really is, and you got to go look through a lot of teams to find out that your kicker is one of the captains on the football team, and that's what he means to this Hastings College squad. We knew he was going to be something very special when he came in here. We've had the opportunity to meet him when he first came in here, and I don't think he had seen snow when he first came here, and we was doing a high school playoff game, and he was bundled up. It was, I think it was like 50 at game time. It was really rather nice, and Ernesto's got a stocking hat on, gloves, and coat, and stuck his head in at halftime, and I said, are you cold? He said, freezing. You know where I'm from. And, yeah, he's quite a unique individual, and you could tell with the roar of the crowd. And his sister, a very talented soccer player, she scored four goals the other night in the conference soccer game. So good to have both of them there. And he has been a big part of this Bronco football team. And as we've said before, he's not afraid to stick his head in there on a kickoff. We've seen him in on several tackles. So we'll see how it plays out today. Also, one of the guys that got another big cheer, big Pete Botkin. He's done it offensively this year. He scored a touchdown from the fullback position, and then he's a big mainstay. Him and Jake Mueller, they are going to be sorely missed on this defensive line. They are very talented individuals, and they've done a great job in their career here at Hastings College.
Other games going on in the conference today. Doan is playing at Briarcliff. Nebraska Wesleyan here against Hastings. Morningside is at Dakota Wesleyan. Concordia is at Sioux Falls. And obviously, the big game today is being played in Fremont. Midland University is taking on Northwestern today. That's probably a playoff game. The winner is obviously going to have an inside track at one of the 16 berths in the NAIA Championship Series that will be announced on Sunday. Midland will be the third team in. Obviously, Sioux Falls and also Morningside, the two teams that have got the clear track right now to the playoffs out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But tell you what, you finish with only two losses in the conference, you have a pretty good chance at sneaking into the playoffs. Hastings was in that situation last year. We just edged out Northwestern a year ago. And now here's Northwestern a year later in the same situation. They need to win today to maybe advance to the playoffs in 2010.
Well, and that's one thing coming into the season. You know that it's basically with Sioux Falls, the way the conference is set up right now, having Sioux Falls in there, which they are going to be gone. Thank goodness nobody will really. We've been around the GPAC all season long. There isn't anybody that's going to miss Sioux Falls. They give them a very welcome on down the road. But with them being in the conference, very difficult team to play. Morningside has been very good the last few years, and then the Northwestern's always been in there. But, yeah, if you can get away with having a couple of losses on the season, your chances are pretty good to get into the playoffs, and that's where Hastings was last year and probably should have upset Ottawa University down there, but they came away with the loss. And now this year, as we talked about some high hopes, I believe the Broncos started the season preseeded around 13 or 14 in the country, but then injuries plagued the Broncos as well. As you heard Brian Keller talk about his football team, he has had several injuries and a lot of youngsters on his football team. We'll see action today.
So Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan getting ready to tee it up here this afternoon. Broncos going to be dressed in their white pants and their crimson tops here this afternoon with their white football helmets. Nebraska Wesleyan, thank goodness, in their whites with their dark brown numbers and their gold football helmets here this afternoon.
You don't like those brown ones?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, about their home uniforms. It is so tough to read numbers on those brown uniforms. And what is that, yellow that they got in there for numbers?
Brown and gold, and I don't know. It was, doing the game last year, we were perched up on top of the press box last year. Good seats, but it was very tough. I don't care who you are. It's tough to see those brown numbers. They've got them brown jerseys, brown numbers, and I believe it's gold trim on them. Makes it very tough, but it's going to be easy to see today. And the Broncos, you said, in their all-white numbers and the crimson jerseys. And we got the captains out at the center of the field.
Looks like Hastings is going to receive the football here to begin the first quarter of play. Wind going to be a little bit of a factor. Northwest out of the 13 miles per hour. Just a partly cloudy sky. And as we mentioned, 41 degrees here at game time. So it's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here today on 1230 KHIS. As we wrap up the 2010 college football season for you here today, a couple of other things we'll be watching today. Obviously, the scores from the GPAC today. Keep our eyes on that Midland Northwestern ball game. But the high school playoffs are also continuing in classes A and B this weekend, this Saturday. And the game this afternoon is number one ranked Aurora playing at number two Crete. In fact, dollars to donuts, you don't see Coach Hubert down there today because his ball club is playing in Crete today against the Cardinals. That'll be a whale of a ball game, the Class B semifinals. We'll try to keep you up to date on that ball game as well.
Yeah, it really will be a 2:30 kickoff in Crete there at Doan College. And one piece of information there, the quarterback, Brockmeyer, understand that he was injured in that McCook game. Not sure whether he will see action today, so they're still a good team without Brockmeyer, but he's really kind of the keys that makes that automobile move down the road. Look at Hastings College. You said, Mike, again, we'll receive the football. Nate Arlt will be back. Also, Brenton Steinhauser back deep for Hastings College. One other thing we talked about, we will be saying goodbye to not only the, 18 seniors. This will be the last time we see this turf on the field.
It's going to be...
they'll rip this up.
Sometime before next fall.
Yeah. Have a whole new surface here.
It's going to be Keenan Balazs back there to start off the ball game along with Nate Arles. They will stand inside their own 5-yard line, and Nebraska Wesleyan will kick things away here this afternoon. G-Pack football for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Stephen Anderson is the kicker for the Prairie Wolves as he gets into the football from the 30-yard line, end-over-end kick. Nate Arles looks up, and the former Patriot grabs the ball at the 7-yard line. Back to the 15, quickly 20, 25, and he hurdles his way out to the 30-yard line where he is knocked down on the play here by Nebraska Wesleyan. That's number 5. That's going to be Johnny Hauer in there for Nebraska Wesleyan. So we got Hastings coming out now. The Broncos coming out with Troy Hubert at their quarterback with Dalton Seeley as your running back, and Zach Beatty will be your fullback here this afternoon. We'll see what the Broncos, if we can get some offense cranked up here against Nebraska Wesleyan. Boy, in the past, this has been a tough unit to really get any offense going here. We'll see what Hastings can do here. The first pass is going to be knocked down immediately. Knocked down immediately there by Dan Slope. Slope is one of those linebackers we told you about. This is a very good team with a linebacking core that is among the best in the GPAC, led by Myron Slope, Smith, and also Brulette. Brulette had 17 tackles a week ago against Midland.
Well, and Troy Hubert just looking opening play of the game. Wanted to go to Justin Anderson down here in front of the Bronco bench. And as you said, Slope just jumping up there, getting both hands on the football. Falls incomplete. Second and 10 here just underway.
All right, so Hastings will put it back on the ground. And we got an illegal procedure call whistled here on Hastings. The teams this afternoon, we're not expecting to see a lot of penalties in this ball game. Hastings is the least penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Rather, Hastings has dropped down to second now. Hastings is the second least penalized team, 46.2. Nebraska Wesleyan is the least penalized at 41.6. So these teams do not commit a lot of penalties. But Hastings commits one here on their second play. So it's second down and 15 yards to go. Now we got some problems with the clock. We're not going to off to a great start here today.
No, really kind of sluggish. I believe the official was asking him to reset the game clock here. But Broncos up to the line of scrimmage here, second 15.
All right, they're going to hand the ball away to Seeley, and Seeley's going to be hit at the 26-yard line. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan, and making the stop there for the Prairie Wolves is number 53, Trent Friesen. Friesen, an unexpected starter there for the Prairie Wolves. Like Coach Keller talked about in the pregame show, this is a team that has been ripped apart this year by injury. So Friesen getting a start there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That was a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Third down, 14 yards to go. Hastings moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter. That is south and north as Hubert comes up to the line of scrimmage. All the spread set here. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. That's Seeley with the ball. Seeley brings it out to about the 28. So a pickup of 2 for Seeley. And the tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan's Tanner Smith, the outside linebacker. He's a 215-pounder out of Seward. So Hastings stumbles out of the gates here. Not a good start for Hastings. It's fourth down and 11, and Ernesto Lacayo is into the ballgame to punt the football here at his 16-yard line. Lacayo is averaging 36.7 yards per kick for Hastings. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. He gets it away. Lacayo sends it down the turf here, and the ball is going to be bobbling, and it's running loose at the 48-yard line. A big stack up. Hastings says they got the football, and they do. Hastings has the ball. Nebraska Wesleyan muffs the return there. That was a Cody Eiler back there for Nebraska Wesleyan. It was recovered by Curtis Hudeberg. And Eiler, I don't know what happened there. It hit Eiler hard in the hands, and then it bounced back, Jimmy, here to the 50-yard line, and Hudeberg grabs the football for Hastings after a big stack-up, and the Broncos get the ball back here at the 48.
Well, as you've seen, Ernesto tried to keep that ball very low, the wind coming right into his face. Kept it low, kind of a knuckler along there, and about a 35-yard kick, and then Eiler just never got his hands really on the football, and the Broncos come up the first turnover. They got the ball out near midfield.
There's Seeley with the ball across the 50, brings it into Prairie Wolf territory down to the 47-yard line. So it gives Seeley a pickup of 5 yards on the play. So Hastings has the ball in Nebraska Wesleyan territory for the first time here this afternoon. Broncos won the turnover war for the first time in a long time last week against Doan, and guess what happened? Broncos won the game.
Well, it's a big part, and talked to Coach Merck this week. Ask him what what he thought about the game, and he says, well, you were there last week. We didn't have a turnover, and what happened? I said, yeah, you won. And he said, that's going to be the key to this game. He said, this is a good Nebraska Wesleyan football team. He said, we can ill afford to turn the football over.
Second down, 4 yards to go. Hubert backs up. He swings it out. Here's going to be caught there. Michael Novicki has got the ball as he takes it down to the 42. That's going to be close to a first down. Cole Meyer into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan, the outside linebacker, the senior out of Friend, Nebraska. Novicki gets the first down stakes as they give him the 42. So Hastings has the first down of the ball game. Broncos trying to cash in after a Nebraska Wesleyan turnover early in this contest. 12 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Prairie Wolves and the Broncos.
Look at Dalton Seeley on the day. Already 3 carries. He has all of them, 8 yards. Seeley's kind of finding the running tough this season against the GPAC foes. Only 6-16 and 5 touchdowns.
All right, Seeley gets outside. He brings it down to their sideline, 40, and he's going to be run out of bounds down around the 36. Don't make him mad, my man, because Dalton Seeley can get loose in a hurry. Zach Hoy into the stop there as he runs him out of bounds. So Seeley turns the corner and nearly got down the sideline there, but he's knocked out of bounds. Seeley takes the ball down to the 36. That's a pickup of 6 yards, and the Broncos on the move.
Nice stretch play to the left side. Zane Anstine with a nice block, sealing off the defensive end there, and got Seeley around the corner. As we've talked about, Seeley very powerful and got some good wheels. Picks up a quick 6 yards. Second down and 4 here. Ball at the Wesleyan 36.
Couple of wide receivers split to the right side. Horseman, your tight end, lined up to the left. Here's a pass by Hubert. It's going to be grabbed again by Novicki. He's out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So Troy Hubert right on the money there. Nice grab by Michael Novicki. Hops out of bounds at the 30. Over there again is Cole Meyer again, the linebacker for Nebraska Wesleyan, to pop him out of bounds. But Hastings has a first down here. First down and 10 yards to go from the 29-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan.
Second first down on this drive here for Hastings College. Both of them through the air. Michael Novicki now with a couple of receptions, 11 yards, and a good job just running the football after the catch there, able to get it down in front of Brian Keller and his troops on the far sidelines. They'll have it down at the Wesleyan 29-yard line, 11:54 and counting left to go.
All right, wide receiver is Justin Anderson. He splits to the left side. Novicki is to the right. Now here comes Novicki to the near side. A handoff is going to go to Seeley. Seeley pounds the middle there across the 30-yard line down to about the 28. We'll give him a pickup of 1 yard into play. Seeley takes it right up the gut there. Runs into nothing but Prairie Wolves. And the tackle is made again by Cole Meyer, the leading tackler on the team for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings has had the ball the entire ball game so far. We're down to 11:27 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Broncos and the Prairie Wolves.
Well, they tried to give it to Nebraska Wesleyan, but on that tough punt return, Eiler fumbled the football. Hastings College able to come up with it just across midfield. They've got a pretty good drive together here. It's going to bring up second down and 10. Ball still at the 29.
All right, Hubert will send a wide receiver to the left. That's Justin Anderson. Hubert will roll that way. Pumps once and fires the ball. It's going to be cut. Nice grab there by Anderson. Now he drops the ball. The officials say no. It was right here on the near sideline, down inside the 10-yard line. The ball jarred loose there by Wesleyan. Justin Anderson could not hang on to it, so it's an incomplete pass. And it's going to bring up a third down and 10 situation. Good defensive play there by number one, Cody Eiler.
Boy, if Anderson just had a couple more seconds to get his feet down underneath of him, I think he keeps a hold of that football, but he made a nice leaping attempt on the sidelines to try to bring that football in. Just couldn't quite hold on to as he come down the turf. So it's going to be a third down and 10 here. Ball at the 29 for Hastings College.
All right, Hubert will spread the field again. Wide receivers all over the place. Now Seeley comes back as they're running back just to his left. Hubert has got the ball. Hubert sprints out left side. He throws it. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Michael Novicki. He was open down there at the 17-yard line, but that one went whistling right on by Novicki's hands out of bounds, and it's fourth down and 10. I imagine we'll see Ernesto Locaio here for a field goal attempt for Hastings.
Well, one thing about it, Troy threw the football a little bit high, but that was where nobody else for as far as Nebraska Wesleyan was going to make the interception. The only guy that was going to catch that football was going to be Novicki. Probably should have been able to bring it down with Novicki, that big frame out there, well over 6 foot tall. And now the Broncos, we see Ernesto on the sidelines. Broncos going to go for it here on fourth down.
With the wind blowing, he's going to pass up a 46-yard field goal. Again, the wind's blowing out of the northwest at 13 into the face of the Bronco offense. So here's Hubert. He throws the ball near side. It's going to be caught here. That's going to be enough for a first down. Justin Anderson makes the grab. That's Cody Eiler over here for Nebraska Wesleyan in coverage, but I think they come back with the very same play. The last three plays have looked very similar there, Jimmy, as Justin Anderson grabs the ball there. This time he hauls it in down here at the 16-yard line of first down.
Third first down on this drive, all of them through the air, and now Justin Anderson, he has one reception in the statistical category now. That one goes for 14 yards. They get her down inside the red zone. It's down to the Wesleyan 16.
Nick Blunt now into the ball game as a wide receiver to the right side. Zach Beatty Your fullback now goes in motion to the wide side of the field. There's a handoff to Seeley. Seeley dancing his way to the 15-yard line, to the 14, where he's brought down there. Cody Eiler and Dan Slope in on the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Red zone offense for Hastings College here this year, pretty effective. They are number two in the conference when they get inside the 20-yard line. They are scoring 88.9% of the time. They've got 18 touchdowns and six field goals. They're 24 out of 27 when they get inside the red zone. And the Broncos are there right now. It is second down at about, six, 7 yards to go. Football is at the 14-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play. High formation. Play-action pass. Hubert wants to throw it. He does. Into the end zone. It's caught by Justin Anderson at the 3. Gets to the 2-yard line, to the 1, and he's in there. Touchdown. Was that Blunt or was that Anderson?
Nick Blunt, 18 over there on the right side. He was lined up on the far right side. Run down to about the 5-yard line. Just made an out pattern. And Troy, from this angle, delivered a beautiful football. And Blunt, who has really come on here the last 3 weeks, makes a nice reception and then fights his way into the end zone. So we'll give him a 14-yard touchdown reception as Ernesto Lacayo and the Broncos score after that turnover.
So that's the first touchdown of the year for Blunt. He gets in there. And here comes the PAT by Ernesto, and it's up there. It is good. He's now 62 of 62 on extra points in his brief 2-year career at Hastings College. So 9:43 to play in the first quarter. Hastings turns that muff punt into a touchdown here as they stick it in the end zone. A 14-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Nick Blunt. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
The Mohawk Anniversary Sale, celebrating 132 years of quality Mohawk flooring, is going on now at Boar's Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. This fall Mohawk sale features Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is also available. Boar's Floors is also your dealer for Oreck vacuum cleaners. Saving selection, 132 years of quality. It's the Mohawk Anniversary Sale at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College out on top, 7-0 is the score. Broncos turning that muff punt into a touchdown. 10 plays, 48 yards as they stick her in the end zone. The Broncos are out on top with a score of 7-0.
Well, the first series of downs didn't look very good. 3 plays, 1 penalty. And then they actually 3 plays and 1 penalty. Then they kick the football away. But after the turnover, the Broncos do a great job. And now Eiler with trouble again.
Yeah, down inside the 5-yard line. He picks it up. He's going to hit it. Down he goes. Eiler was the return man down there. He bobbled the ball and it fell out of his hands down to the turf. And it had troubles picking the darn thing up. And then here come the Crimson. And all over him down there was Tanner Knox. Hits him down here at the 6-yard line. I think if you're Brian Keller, you find a new return man here.
I tell you what, he's got all kinds of grease on his hands. He's not able to maintain the football in his hands. Eiler wanted to pick it up and run with it, and then he left it about a yard behind him. And then a host of Broncos down there. Tanner Knox makes a big hit. And so now Nebraska Wesleyan starts very deep in their own territory, down to the 7-yard line. 9:36 left to go here in quarter number one.
Now Hoffman is going to keep the ball on the ground here as he goes to Lobito, the former Aurora Husky, on a sweep play as he is going to be knocked down here at about the 8-yard line. Looking at the numbers for Cody Eiler, he's a good return man. I don't know what it is today. He's returned one punt return for a touchdown this year, and his kickoff return average is at 27 yards per return. So he's done most of the return duties here for Nebraska Wesleyan this year, but boy, 2 opportunities so far today and 2 big mistakes.
I believe that one return Eiler had for a touchdown was against Nebraska Wesleyan, and that won the football game for Wesleyan there. I believe that was in overtime.
So it's now second down and 10 yards to go. Football is at the 9-yard line. There's a Hopman. He throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. The ball skips to his intended receiver down there at about the 18. And out there in the pattern was their big tight end. Wesleyan with a couple of big tight ends. This is Matt Edwards. Back there in coverage for Hastings was Aaron Verlinde, but that was not a very well-thrown ball there by Nate Hopman. Hopman is hitting only 49% of his passes so far this year. He has got 14 interceptions and only 4 touchdowns.
Well, you look at the guys offensively, there's really not a lot of numbers really to toot your horn at. Sharkey with 357 yards. Fricky with 335. You look at the receiving side of things, and Cosgrove is your leading receiver with 323 on the season.
There's a Hotman. He stands in the pocket. He throws it. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Brinson Steinhauser at the 15. He's at the 10. He cuts right side. He's at the 5-yard line. Brinson Steinhauser trying to get there, but he doesn't get to the goal line. He's going to be knocked out at the 3. Ball is tipped, and Brinson Steinhauser gets his fourth interception of the 2010 season, and the Broncos are sitting at point-blank range down here at the Wesleyan 4-yard line.
Riley Nicola was the first guy to get his hands on the football. It tips up high into the air. Brinson Steinhauser was about 7-8 yards behind him. He picks it off. I thought for a minute he had a chance at a pick six. He tries to cut it back across the grain and get over to the right side of the football field, but Wesleyan was able to bring him down, but not after he makes a nice return from about the 21-yard line all the way down inside the 5. They'll spot it down at the 3, so the Broncos trot onto the field, leading the ball game 7-0. They've got it first and goal at the Wesleyan 3.
Broncos already have as many points as the winner has had the last 2 years here in the series. 7 points. Here's a handoff. They go straight ahead with this baby. That's going to be Zach Beatty, the fullback, carrying the ball there. He did not get in there. He's going to be stopped short of the goal line. In fact, right in between the goal line and the 1, tackle is made by Tanner Smith. Yeah, the last 2 years, 7-3 has been the final score here in this series. Hastings winning in Lincoln and Nebraska Wesleyan winning here in Hastings. It's already 7-0, and the Broncos down here with 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Knocking on touchdown door at the Wesleyan 1-yard line. Handoff goes to Beatty again. Beatty trying to sneak in there. I don't think he is there yet. Nebraska Wesleyan very good defensively in the red zone. Now they're shutting the Broncos out here from the 2-yard line. That's Russell Walton making the initial contact there on Beatty. Walton is a sophomore out of Franklin, Nebraska. So now Hastings looking at third down and about 1.5 yards to go for the touchdown. Third down and goal here for Hastings. And now splitting to the left side is going to be Justin Anderson. Your tight end is going to be Ansign to the right. Blake Horseman to the left as Hastings goes with double tight ends and a I formation. Here's a handoff to Seeley. He hurdles his way and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Dalton Seeley scores a touchdown here for Hastings. That's his sixth touchdown of the season. And Hastings quickly goes out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. It is 13-0 Broncos.
Seeley now 7 carries, 18 yards in the ballgame, a touchdown. And they give 2 consecutive handoffs to Zach Beatty. Well, the thing Beatty did good there was pick up the linebacker. He made a nice block and just sprung Dalton Seeley into the end zone. Ernesto Lacayo in for his second PAT as the Broncos lead this one early.
All right, Huber gets the ball down. The PAT is money in the bank. It goes through the upright. 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings College 14, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, 2 turnovers here in the first quarter, and 2 scores. Hastings out on top by a score of 14-0.
It is amazing what happens when you win the turnover battle, and it showed here early in the ballgame as the Nebraska Wesleyan is really yet to get out of the shadow of their own end zone, as the Bronco defense has done a great job. The Prairie Wolves have had it 3 times. They went 3 and out. Actually, 2 plays and then that 1 interception, which Steinhauser returned it down to the 3-yard line. And Brian Keller decided to make a change. A couple new return guys back for Nebraska Wesleyan.
That's going to be Lobito back there. Jerry Lobito, number 12, is going to be back there.
We don't need him to get loose. We were able to do him when he was playing for Aurora. And he has got some tremendous speed. So keep an eye on Lobito, number 12, back there for Wesleyan.
Also back there is going to be Jordan Dolbaugh. He's only 5'5". Now the ball blows off of the tee again for Ernesto, and he's going to have some help here. Yeah, look at that little shaver down there.
Little shaver, yeah.
Number six, Jordan Dolbaugh, 5'5", 160-pound sophomore out of Littleton, Colorado. They got him listed as a running back. He was one of the first guys we spotted. We were talking next door when Wesleyan was out there in pregame workouts. We said, how tall is that guy? He is 5'5", maybe. He's not going to get a chance here, though. Lobito grabs the ball down here at the 10-yard line, back to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 to the 46-yard line. A nice return there. Tackle finally made by Hastings downfield That's number 43, Chase McClure. And on the stop there, and they have been a touchdown-saving tackle there by McClure. That was a nice return by Nebraska Wesleyan as they bring the ball out to the 46.
41 on the return, and just some good blocking upfield. They had the wedge set up for Lamita over on the left side. He takes it right up the left hash. And again, we talked about his speed in high school. We've seen that. He had tremendous speed. And nothing has changed here in his college career. Only a sophomore at Nebraska Wesleyan, but a nice return. And the Prairie Wolves have it out to the 46.
All right, first down and 10, 7:18 to play. Wesleyan has only run a couple of plays here in the ballgame. Here's Hoffman. Looks like a broken play, and he just tries to make something out of nothing there, and he is buried at the 45-yard line. A loss of one. Jake Mueller had another stop there for Hastings College. So it looked like a busted play there for Nate Hoffman. He turns around, and I don't think anybody was there.
He turned around and looked to the left side. Then when he looked to the right, he had one running back there. I believe that was Levita. But he just wisely took the football, cut it upfield, and got it back to the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 10. Wesleyan with the ball on their own 46, moving from north to south, left to right here in this first quarter of play. Handoff is going to go to another man in there. That's Steve Fricke. Fricke takes it off of the left side for maybe a yard before he's buried there by the Bronco defense. Drake Mueller again on the stop for Hastings College. We'll give him one. It's now third down and about 9 yards to go. So Fricke is in there now. He's a senior running back out of Lincoln Pius. He has rushed 95 times for 335 yards this year, splitting time with Matt Sharkey, who's a junior out of Lincoln Southwest. Sharkey has got 357 yards and 70 carries. Third down, 9 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball. There's a high snap. Hoffman's going to loop to grab that one, and a pass across the middle is going to be incomplete. Incomplete. The pass receiver was Steve Fricke, at least the intended receiver. Brian Callen back in coverage for Hastings. But first of all, the snap from Ryan Beebe, the center, was high. Hoffman did a good job just grabbing that ball, and he had to get a pass away quickly across the middle, and it was delivered low. So Wesleyan will have to punt the football, and Hastings will get the ball back here in this first quarter.
Steinhauser standing at his own 10-yard line as he awaits this Wesleyan punt.
Ethan Hunke is a punter. He's one of the best ones in the conference, averaging 43.3 yards per kick. Steinhauser grabs that one at the 10-yard line, and he's tripped up at the 11. Down there in coverage is number 5, Joe Manley for Nebraska Wesleyan. That was a 43-yard kick there by Ethan Hunke. So he's right on his average. He had a 71-yarder earlier this year, a 71-yard punt. He's had 12 kicks inside the 20-yard line. So he's definitely been a force for Nebraska Wesleyan, one of their maybe few bright spots for the 2010 season. This is a team that is struggling as well here this year, right in the middle of the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings. They're sitting at 4 wins and 5 losses on the season. Had a 3-game winning streak broken last week when they lost to Midland. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-0 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Broncos have the ball at their own 11. Here's a handoff to Seeley across the 15 to the 20, and he's tripped up there at the 21. Tackle is made in there by Zach Hoy and also Tyler Schultz, number 37, the safety and cornerback, respectively. There's a quick pickup there of 10 yards for Dalton Seeley. So Dalton running with a little authority here in this first quarter.
Well, and a touchdown-saving tackle out there by Nebraska Wesleyan. Seeley had a huge hole off the right side, was able to get 7 yards downfield, and then just a shoestring tackle out there. I believe Seeley was gone. There wasn't anybody out there defensively for Wesleyan. They'll give him 10 and another first down. That's the fourth first down for Hastings College here this afternoon.
Broncos down the ball to 22. Here's Hubert going to hand the ball away again to Seeley across the 20. Gets outside to the 25, right in front of the Wesleyan bench to the 30, and he's knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Cole Meyer, the outside linebacker in the left side for Nebraska Wesleyan. But two runs there and 20 yards for Seeley. 10 and 10, count them up. Broncos are out here at the 32.
9 carries, 37 yards. Could be possibly his best day in his very young Bronco career as Seeley, only a freshman. You heard Brian Keller talk about him in the pregame show. He knows what kind of potential that Seeley has here at Hastings College. He could be a good one. Rank up there with some of the best by the time his career is over. Already 37 yards on 9 carries, 1 touchdown.
Broncos is chewing up the clock here in this first quarter. They've had it most of the quarter. They've got 2 scores already on the board. Here's Seeley again across the 30, brings it to the 35-yard line and powers his way maybe to the 36. Tackle is made in there by Corey Kundle, a 265-pound freshman out of Plattsmouth. Gives Seeley a pickup there of about 3 yards and a second down and 7. Hastings now offensively, sixth in the conference in passing, averaging 166 yards per ball game. They are sixth in the conference in rushing, averaging 164 yards per game. So Hastings throwing for more yards than they're rushing for. It's been, I think, several years since that has happened.
Yeah.
Hastings right now fifth in total offense in the conference at 331 yards per ball game. Platt getting the job done so far here in the first quarter. Second down and seven. Handoff again to Seeley. Seeley trying to get outside. He's going to be hit. Hit again, and he's going to be run out of bounds over there on the far side. Running him out over there for Nebraska Wesleyan was number two, Roderick David, who's into the ball game now. David, a senior out of Burlington, Colorado. So it's third down now and about 9 yards to go. A loss of one on the last play for Seeley. Now the Broncos looking at a third down situation here with 3:52 to go.
Well, that little delay draw that I think the Broncos went to the well one too many times. That's the same play they run about three times right in a row. But Wesleyan defended that much better. Brought Seeley to the out-of-bounds marker. Loss of nearly a yard and a half here. Going to bring up third down and nine. Ball at the 33.
Now Huber wants to throw the ball. He throws it down the left sideline and way over the head of his intended receiver. That's Justin Anderson. Anderson cannot catch up to that one as Huber delivers that one high and away here. So it's fourth down. At about 9 yards to go, Hastings will have to punt. Ernesto Lokyle comes trotting back onto the field here. So Ernesto back out there for his second punt. The first one, Eiler fumbled the football away.
Eiler's back in there.
Yeah, they,
also Libita back there for Nebraska Wesleyan.
Back here at the 30-yard line. So after giving him the kickoff off, Eiler is back in there. They're going to kick the ball. Libita backs up. He's going to grab it here at the 26, center of the field. He's back to the 30, brings it to the hash mark to the 35, cuts outside to the 40 and brought down at the 42-yard line. Brian Callen down there on special teams for Hastings to bring him down. So now Nebraska Wesleyan comes back out. First down, 10 yards to go from the 42-yard line. A kick of about 44 yards for Ernesto Lokyle and a return of 13. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-0, Broncos have the lead.
Broncos 79 yards of total offense, 39 through the air, 40 on the ground, 5 first downs. Nebraska Wesleyan, 3 total yards.
Wow. And a couple of turnovers. First down, 10 yards to go. Football is at the 43. The quarterback is Nate Hopman. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be a Sharkey. He's going to get absolutely nothing. As a Matt Sharkey, the junior out of Lincoln Southwest, carries the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. And the big guy is in there, Brian Callen, the defensive line making the stop there. Langenberg in there now. Adam Killip is in there. Jared Noble also on the defensive line now for Tony Harper's defense. They've got that second group of rotation up there on that defensive line. Mueller, Botkin, and Langenberg alternating with Killip and Noble up there. John Malise also got a lot of playing time up there, but he's missed the last three ball games from an injury. Second down, 9 yards to go. They give him a pickup of one on the last play. Here's Hopman on the quarterback option. As Hopman gets outside across the 45 to the 50, and he's run out of bounds close to the first down stakes. Aaron Verlinde over there for Hastings to knock him out of bounds. That's going to be enough for a first down. Right there on the Nebraska Wesleyan sideline, he is knocked down at the Hastings 47, so they move to six. 2:31 to play here in the first quarter. 14-0, Broncos have the lead.
First down for Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon. It comes very late in this first quarter as they do it off the Hopman takes it off the left side just on the option. He keeps a hold of it. Picks up 10 yards. That's the longest play from scrimmage and their first trip inside Bronco territory.
All right, Hopman under center this time. Nope, he's going to be in the shotgun as he backs up there. Now holds the ball, no rush. There's a throw to the far side. It's going to be caught here at the 41. Gets away down to the 40-yard line where he's brought down there. The reception is made out there by Wesleyan's Lane Scaftel. And Alec Diffendaffer over there in coverage for Hastings College. A pickup of about 7 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and three. Morningside out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 10-0. 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Doan leading Briar Cliff. It is 14-0 there in the first quarter up in Sioux City. Hastings leading here 14-0 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Second down at about six. Here's a pitch back. And the Broncos read that beautifully, and down he goes. Dustin Bryant is the running back in there now. But look at the crimson shirts in there. Noble is in there. Aaron Verlinde is in there for Hastings. As Dustin Bryant, a freshman out of Cody Kilgore, is knocked down. So head coach Brian Keller has already used three different running backs in the ball game here in this first quarter.
Well, you look at a lot of the guys on their original starting lineup. couple of freshman linebackers in there. Libido, only a sophomore. Sharkey, a junior. Popman, a sophomore. So a lot of youngsters out there for Brian Keller. He talked about all the injuries they have had all through the season, and they have been they've been really riddled with injuries there. But that option sniffed out very well by the Bronco defense. That was a loss of nearly 7 yards. Bring up a third down and 11. We were inside 1 minute left to go here. The ball back at the 47-yard line of Hastings.
All right, third down here. Hopman grabs a snap there and throws the ball out there. It's going to be tipped, and it's nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by the Broncos, and getting his hands out there was a Garrett Griffith. Griffith started the year as a wide receiver for Hastings. They moved him over to the defensive side of the ball, and now he's a backup to Brinson Steinhauser at that right cornerback position. He had his hands on it. It popped up into the air, and Garrett Griffith nearly got an interception right there.
I'll give Griffith a lot of credit there. He timed it just perfectly as the ball got to the intended receiver. Made a pretty good hit on the football, and he tried to get to the pig, but it was too far away from his outstretched arms. It falls incomplete, and the third punt for Wesleyan today.
Ethan Hunke gets it away. Steinhauser comes up, signals for a fair catch, but it's going to get into the end zone and a touchback here, so Hastings will come back out. Broncos have dominated this first quarter of play thanks to a couple of turnovers from Nebraska Wesleyan. And Hastings will have the ball here, first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Well, we talked about total offense, 79 for Hastings College here in the first quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan only 13, 6 through the air, 7 on the ground. So the Bronco defense has really played a very good first quarter here. And with 27.8 seconds left to go, Troy Huber will bring the troops back onto the field. They'll take over at their own 20-yard line.
Again, the high school football playoffs continuing today in classes A and B. Class B showdown in Crete today. Number one ranked Aurora playing second ranked Crete. State High School Volleyball Championships being decided today at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Here's a handoff now to Keenan Bellage, who's into the ball game at the 20. Makes a nice move to the 25 and brings the ball all the way out to the 30. Nice run there by Keenan Bellage, who's into the ball game now. Tackle is made up there by Zach Hoy, the safety, the junior from Waverly. But Keenan Bellage, a quick 9 yards there. So Keenan into the ball game now. Sophomore from Peyton, Colorado.
Doing a good job just off left tackle. Nice job blocking out there by Hastings College, able to get Bellage with a lot of speed. We're going to start the game clock on his signal, he says, as we're inside 20 seconds left to go here, but a nice gain of 9, second down and 1 here for the Broncos.
All right, Hubert is under center with wide receivers split to the right side. Hubert hands the ball away to a Beatty on second down and 1, the fullback. He takes the ball to the 30. That's going to be close to a first down. Tackle is made in there by Russell Walton. Jesus Uribe come out of there without his hat. The center for Hastings has hat knocked off there. And now that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. So the Broncos turn 2 turnovers into 14 points here in the first quarter. The Broncos have the lead after the opening period here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break. The score, Hastings 14, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Top 25 college football today. 7th-ranked Wisconsin leading Indiana 31-10. Northwestern leading 13th-ranked Iowa 7-3. 24th-ranked Kansas State. 17th-ranked Missouri tied up 7 points apiece. Hastings leading here by a score of 14-0. First down and 10. Broncos have the ball at the 31 as the handoff goes to Keenan Bellage, and he brings it for about a yard as he angles off to the right side. So second down and 9. Hastings dominating the first quarter, 14-0 lead. Broncos out on top.
39 yards through the air, 4 of 8 passing for Troy Huber, 1 touchdown. That coming to Nick Blunt of 14 yards. Rushing the football for Hastings College, 51 yards on 15 carries, leading ball carrier in the game. Dalton Seeley, 11 carries, 38 yards, one touchdown. Receiving the football for Hastings College, Novicki with a couple of receptions, 11 yards. Justin Anderson, one for 14, and Blunt, that one touchdown of 14. And all right, movement up front.
Yeah, movement comes back, and Troy Hubert has the ball, goes ricocheting off of his thigh. But the officials blow this one dead. It's going to be a penalty marched off here on Hastings. That's going to be the second penalty of the day on the Broncos. I think a second illegal procedure call in Hastings College. Jeremy Opperly. Gino with his x-ray vision says Jeremy Opperly was the guy who moved up there. He's the right tackle for Hastings. So it's now second down and 15 yards to go. The ball pushed back to the 27. Broncos now moving from our left to our right. North to south here in the second quarter.
Nebraska Wesleyan, six carries, only 2 yards in the football game. Passing, one of five, one interception, and only 6 yards, 8 total yards of offense for Nebraska Wesleyan. I believe now we got a Hastings College timeout.
Yeah, Coach Merck not happy here as the Broncos came back up to the line of scrimmage and looked like they were confused, and Coach Merck calls the timeout and letting his offense know about it here. Shouldn't happen in, game number 10 of the season. Hastings looking a little bit confused offensively, so we got a timeout. 13:55 to play in the second quarter. Hastings 14, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings now on a second down and 15 for their own 27-yard line following the Bronco timeout. Hubert now in the gun with a wide receiver, Justin Anderson, split to the right side. Hubert looks. He's going to throw it this way. It's going to be caught by Anderson at the 38, trying to spin away, but he's stepped out of bounds. Justin Anderson makes the reception at the 38, but as he was making that little spin move, his foot touched the sideline here, so unable to get away there. Tackle is made in there by number 2 for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be the quarterback, Roderick David, who's in there again. So that was a pickup of about 7 yards in the play. Needed a lot more than that, so it's third down here. Third down and 3 yards to go.
Actually, a little longer than that. The Broncos had that penalty.
That's
so
right.
They picked up nearly 12 on that play. Going to bring up third down and 3 here. The ball at the 38-yard line. Troy Hubert in the shotgun. Zach Beatty in motion for the Broncos.
And he's going to come back and get the ball. Zach Beatty's got it at the 40-yard line to the 42, and he's lifted up there and power driven back into the turf here. Zach Hoy into the stop there. Beatty got to the 42. That's where they had to go for the first down. So this is going to be very, very close. The officials look to the far sideline, and they already chalk it up here. It's going to be a first down for Hastings. So Zach Beatty, the junior from Colorado Springs, gets a carry there for a first down. Beatty now over the 70-yard mark for the season. You don't carry the ball a whole lot as a fullback.
No, you don't. 4 carries, 8 yards here for Beatty this afternoon. The Broncos now with first down number 7. They inch it out to the 43-yard line. 12:55 left to go here. Hill halftime mark.
Beatty now with 18 carries for the season. Here's Keenan Balazs, and he's going to be blasted here in the backfield. Down he goes. And on the stop there was Nate Straley. Straley, the defensive lineman, a junior from West Point Central Catholic, knocks down Keenan Balazs. Loss of a yard in the play as the ball is pushed back here to between the 42 and 43. Second down and 11 now for Hastings. And Troy Hubert waiting here for the signal from the near side, being signaled in off of the Broncos sideline. So Troy Hubert playing his final ball game here collegiately for Hastings, a senior out of Aurora. So most of the way here this season. Keenan Balazs, rather Keen Stencil, also a freshman quarterback, expected to see some playing time here today. Here's a handoff to Balazs, and he gets it to the 40. He's going to be tripped up right there. Tackle is going to be made in there by Wesleyan. It's going to be Brett Katzer, or Katzen, you know, stop there. So now it's third down and 12 yards to go. Third down and 12 for Hastings College. Brett Katzer, you know, the last stop. So now it's third down here for Hastings. Third down, 12 yards to go. Broncos going nowhere fast here on this one. Third down and about 12 from their own 41-yard line. Hubert backs up. He's got time. Hubert looks. He throws it to the far side, way over the head of his intended receiver there, Blunt. Blunt at the 45 of Nebraska Wesleyan, but that one was delivered high. An incomplete pass. Dan Sloat back there in coverage for Wesleyan. So the Broncos stumbling there in that series. And they'll have to punt the football away. Here comes Ernesto Lokyle. Dropping back deep will be Lobetta. Now for Wesleyan. And also the guy who had troubles with the football earlier in the ball game on a couple of muff situations, Cody Eiler. They stand inside the 20-yard line. Ernesto has got 11 kicks inside the 20 this year for Hastings. He boots this one away. Iowa's going to look up. He's going to grab the ball. He fumbles it again at the 15-yard line, but picks it back up to the 20, out to the 21. That is three times today that Eiler has had problems with a kick. Once on a kickoff and now twice on a punt. He has fumbled it twice and lost it. Now he gets this one back. Jared Griffith down there in coverage for Hastings. But, boy, I don't know what Eiler's got in the fingers today, but it's some tricky stuff out there.
Either that or what he's got on his mind. He's got his mind elsewhere. 42-yard kick by Lokyle, and then Griffith down there defensively to bring down Eiler. But the Prairie Wolves will start out on their own 21-yard line, 11:26 left to go here in quarter number two.
So after a couple of quick strikes for Hastings College, the game has kind of settled down here, playing between the two 20-yard lines. First down and 10 yards to go. Hopman swings the ball out here. It's going to be grabbed at the 15. Back to the 20. Nice little juke move there. Still on his feet. Gets across the 23, and he's still on his feet. He tried to sprint out of there, and he said he was down. Grabbing the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan was that Jordan DeBaugh.
Itty-bitty.
Itty-bitty. 5 foot, 5 inch. Jordan DeBaugh grabbing the ball there. He was a kind of a tough cookie to bring down. He kind of sprinted out there and thought maybe he was still loose.
Well, a whole lot of running out there. He was shaking and baking out at about the 25-yard line, and then the Broncos were able to force him back, get him hemmed in. They might have put him on a stretcher machine. 5'5 may be pushing it for that young man.
All right, only a pickup of one. All that running, he got 1 yard. Second down and nine, and now we got penalty flags down. They blow this one dead. Lobita ended up with a ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now, penalty flag is down.
Delay on Nebraska Wesleyan.
That's the case. 5 yards for the Prairie Wolves going backwards here. 10 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the score, 14-0. Morningside is leading Dakota Wesleyan 17-0. They are early in the second quarter. Northwestern and Midland, they are tied 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. Those two teams probably playing for a playoff berth here this afternoon up in Fremont. Second down, 14 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball on their own 17-yard line. Nate Hopman stands in the gun. He's got this snap. Now sprints out right side. Holds it, throws it, and the pass is going to be caught at the 30-yard line. It's going to be caught by Joe Manley at the 30-yard line. Tackle is made by Verlinde. Hastings had a chance at that one as well, as it goes right through the fingertips, I think, of Brian Callen or Hudeberg over there. Looks like Curtis Hudeberg in there now for Hastings. Had a good chance at that ball there, but goes sailing right by his outstretched fingertips and right into the hands of Joe Manley. A pickup of about 8 yards in the play, and now Wesleyan looking at third down and one from their own 30.
Nice toss by Hopman over there to the right side, right in front of the Nebraska Wesleyan bench. Nearly gets the first down, going to bring up third down, and we'll call it a yard and a half to go.
Backs will be in the I formation here. Hopman under center this time. They run the option play. Hopman carries it to the 30 where he's crushed right there. So he had to get it across the 31 for the first down. Indiana Jones in on the stop there for Hastings College defensively as Hopman runs the quarterback option play. Knocked down short of the first down stake. So again, coming into the ball game will be Ethan Hunke. And dropping back deep for the Broncos is going to be Brenton Steinhauser. So Hastings winning the battle of field position here today. The Broncos with a couple of quick scores off of two turnovers for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan defense has stiffened up since. And now Ethan Hunke into the ball game at his own 16 to punt this one away. Good snap. Here comes the pressure. The Broncos nearly got there. Good kick. Steinhauser grabs the ball at the 30. Dancing his way to the 31, to the 32. Hemmed in and down he goes. Brinson Steinhauser is going to be written down here by Wesleyan. Dan Slope down there on special teams for the Prairie Wolves to bring him down. So another good kick there by Ethan Hunke, and Hastings will start in their own territory. First down and 10 on their 31-yard line.
39 on the kick by Hunke, and Steinhauser trying to make things happen, looking to pick up some blocks over on the right-hand side. Nobody there for Hastings College to help him out, and luckily enough, the official right there marks it down at the spot that he fielded the football on because he was going in reverse. So they'll spot her down at the 31-yard line, 8:45. Left to go here till half. Broncos out front, 14-0.
Hubert comes back out as the quarterback. Beatty in the backfield with Keenan Balazs. Play action pass. Hubert wants to throw. Airs it out on the right sideline. Justin Anderson is here. Anderson cannot make the catch at the 30. He had a step on his defensive back, Tyler Schultz. But Justin Anderson cannot make the catch at the 30-yard line as it goes whistling right on by his fingertips.
A little confused on that play as Anderson, that was just a all-out deep ball that Troy Hubert was going to throw. He pump-faked once, but Anderson pulled up at about the 45-yard line. I don't know what he was waiting on. The wind is at the back of Troy Hubert. That's what he's indicating to Coach Merck down there. He was telling him what he thought had happened down there. If he'd have kept running, he runs right underneath of that football. That was a good pass by Troy.
Here's a pitch play now to Keenan Balazs at the 30, 35, 40, out to the 42-yard line. Keenan Balazs, his little center of gravity there, he kind of went down with his hand to keep his balance, Jimmy, but he slides through there and picks up a couple of, 12 yards on the play. Keenan Balazs, a little 160-pound running back for the Broncos from Payton, Colorado, makes a nice run. So it's first down and 10 for Hastings. First down and 10 for the Broncos. They've moved the ball out here to the 43. Nick Blunt now in the ball game as a wide receiver. Out to the right side. Michael Novicki in that slot off to the right. And here's a handoff to Beatty. Beatty the fullback to the 46. So a pickup of 2 yards in a play for Smith, Zach Beatty. Tanner Smith in on the stop there. The linebacker for Nebraska Wesleyan. At 21 and a half stops coming into the football game this afternoon. Beatty picks up a couple, and it's now second down and about 7 yards to go for Hastings. They've got the ball on their own 46.
Looking at Balazs' numbers so far in the afternoon, 5 carries, 21 yards. It's kind of something we have seen. Seeley's been getting the start, but then we've seen a lot of Keenan Balazs, also Nick Grummer coming in the second and third quarters.
All right, here's a play-action pass again. Hubert's going to come back here to Anderson. Anderson is out here, and he can't make the catch. That was nearly intercepted. Tyler Schultz back there this time. He had a better position on the ball that time. That was the same play they ran just a few plays ago that Justin Anderson could not come up with that time. Tyler Schultz nearly got the pick for Wesleyan. Justin Anderson has had a great year, Jimmy. He's got 50 catches this year coming into this ball game. 688 yards, 4 touchdowns for Hastings. Has been the premier wide receiver for 2010 for the Hastings College offense.
Well, he has. He's filled in for Maurice Manuel. He's tried to fill in. It's some big, big shoes to fill. Mansfield, very, very talented, and he gave Hastings College a lot of opportunities last year, but Anderson has been the go-to guy so far.
Here's a quarterback draw by Hubert, and the Prairie Wolves are right there to knock it down for a loss. So Hubert tries the quarterback draw play that time, and he is knocked down immediately there by the Prairie Wolves. That's Russell Walton, that sophomore defensive lineman out of Franklin, Nebraska, to bring him down, a loss of a couple of yards. So again, Hastings will have to punt the football away. Good thing we got those early touchdowns, huh? Fourth down and 9. Hastings now with the ball at the 44-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, Troy seen things open up off the left side, and Walton come up there very hard from that linebacker position. Just stoned Hubie. A couple of yard loss. Now Lakayo in to punt the football away. He'll kick it from, he'll stand about the 31-yard line to get this punt off.
Lobito drops back deep for Nebraska Wesleyan. High kick. Lobito comes up to grab it. He does at the 24-yard line, and then he is hit down right at the 25. Brian Callen down there in the special teams for Hastings. So Lobita grabs the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan, but Brian Callen was going to make sure he didn't go anywhere. Knocks him down immediately. They're going to give him the 27-yard line, but Wesleyan will come back out with 6:42 to play here in the second quarter.
Big-time hit by Callen as Lobito, a lot of Hastings College special teams players right around there. He very dangerously fields that football. And then Callen there to a planting down of the turf, only a couple of yard gain. Ball at the 27-yard line, first and 10 here, Prairie Wolves.
Offset I formation now. Handoff goes to Matt Sharkey, and he's going to be brought down by Mueller. And Brian Callen also on the stop there for Hastings. So Sharkey picks up maybe one as he angles off to the right side. They're going to give him the 27. Wesleyan, not much offense here in this football game here this afternoon.
20 yards through the air, 7 on the ground.
Wesleyan 8th in the conference in passing offense this week, 128.6 yards per ball game. They are 7th in rushing offense at 131.3. Second down, 10 yards to go. Wesleyan in their own territory. Ball is on their own 27. Wide receivers left and right. Here's a pitch play again. And running for about a yard is Steve Fricke. Fricke is knocked down into play. That's a Jake Mueller on the stop for Hastings, but Fricke, the senior running back out of Pius, not having much success there for the Prairie Wolves as they move the ball to the 27.5. So we'll call it third down and still about 9.5 yards to go. Westland has run two plays for a half a yard.
Yeah, they really nothing. I watched where they took the down marker. And they did actually move it to the north, but it wasn't very much. It's a Bronco rush defense. Mueller, Botkin, Langdenberg, a lot of those guys in there. John Melis as well. They've had an outstanding half of football so far.
Now we got a timeout here. Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. So we got a break with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings College 14, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
The Mohawk Anniversary Sale, celebrating 132 years of quality Mohawk flooring, is going on now at Boar's Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. This fall Mohawk sale features Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is also available. Boar's Floors is also your dealer for Oreck vacuum cleaners. Saving selection, 132 years of quality. It's the Mohawk Anniversary Sale at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College out on top, 14-0. All the scoring in the first quarter. Hastings got a 14-yard touchdown pass from Troy Huber to Nick Blunt. Broncos got a Britton Steinhauser interception. Dalton Seeley got a touchdown for Hastings. 14-0 is the score. Nobody has scored here in the second quarter yet. Third down, 10 yards to go. Wesleyan has the ball on their own 27, working from south to north, right to left. Here in the second quarter, high snap again. Hopman brings it down. Here's a pass. It's going to be caught at the 27 and then dropped down right there. The ball gets loose. The Broncos say they have the football. This will be the third turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. The play stands. You'll see the official still no indication, but Hastings has come out of there with a football, and the Broncos have the ball. Hastings has got the ball. Brian Callen recovers it for the Broncos. That was Joe Manley on the receiving end of that pass from Hoffman as Manley coughs up the pig at the 28-yard line, and Hastings gets their third turnover here in this first half.
I tell you what, Brian Callen playing his final game here at Lloyd Wilson Field has been around the football this whole half. That pass reception was caught at the line of scrimmage, and Callen was there to force the football out of Manley's hands, and the Broncos come up with their third turnover of the afternoon, and they've got it at the Wesleyan 28-yard line. Lots of time left to go here till half. It is 5:08 left to go, and Hubert in the gun.
And they're going to hand the ball away to Keenan Balazs, and Balazs will take it to the 25. So a pickup of 3 yards in a play there for Keenan Balazs. Hastings now looking at a second down and 7 situation. Brett Kotzer in on the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now, and there's one of the linebackers for this Prairie Wolf defense. So second down and 7, Hastings with the ball at the Wesleyan 26. Morningside now on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 24-0. 11 minutes to play in the first half. They're playing that one today up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Second down and 7 yards to go. Hand off again into Balazs. Looks inside, bounces out, brings it to the 20-yard line. Keenan Balazs from the 27 down to the 20. We'll give him 7 yards on the play. Hastings now looking at a third down situation. Nate Straley into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan, the junior out of West Point, Central Catholic. And Hastings now looking at a third down and short, third down and 2. Nose of the football right at the 20 of Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, this offensive line, we've talked about them all year long, Mike. A lot of injuries have been sustained up there from the with the big guys, but they've done a good job, the guys that have filling in so far, opening up some nice holes. Balazs getting most of the carries here in the second quarter, has 7 with 30 as Hubert rolls out left.
Troy's going to throw the ball into the end zone. That baby is going to be, nearly caught there by Justin Anderson. Eiler was back there defensively. Hoy was back there defensively for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hubert threw it anyway, and Justin had a good chance of bringing that one down, but it's just off of his fingertips in a deep left corner of the end zone. And now we got Ernesto Locayo coming out here for Hastings for a field goal attempt. This will be 37 yards from the near side hash mark. Ball is down. The kick is up, and Ernesto will drill this one for Hastings. The 37-yard field goal is good. So with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play, Hastings tacks on another 3. And the score, Hastings College 17, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos convert on their third turnover here today. Brian Callen picks up the fumble. Hastings gets a 37-yard field goal from Ernesto Lokyle, and it's 17-0. Hastings out on top.
Tell you what, it's always fun watching Ernesto. It's going to be a tough deal to watch him walk away here and not be able to have him kicking next year for Hastings College. It's always fun watching his emotion out on the field when he either makes an extra point. He is so golden, 62 of 62 with those extra points. Even those he gets excited on. But when he makes a field goal, he dances around down there. He puts a little show on.
The Lokyle shuffle.
That's right.
First down. Well, it's going to be first down and 10 for Nebraska Wesleyan as Hastings kicks the ball away here. It's going to be retrieved here by the Prairie Wolves, taking it down the far sideline out across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. So now it's first down and 10. Chase McClure down there on special teams for Hastings College.
That was Wee Man on the return.
Wee Man. The little guy.
Little guy. He is little.
The bomb.
He may be one of the littlest guys I've seen play college football. We've seen some little ones.
I'm just trying to think back. The running back from Midland a couple of years ago. He was a little shaver.
Yeah. I think he was 5'6 or 5'7.
Maybe.
I think they put him on a stretching machine.
All right, here's Hopman. He was going to throw the football. He holds on to it. Now he pops one over across the middle there, 25 to the 27-yard line. He gets it to Matt Edwards, their tight end. So a short gain there from about the 23 up to the 27-yard line. To pick up 4 yards in the play, second down and 6. Wesleyan, you know, for years had good success throwing to their tight ends. And Hastings College put a special defense in just with those plays in mind. They had some crossing patterns with their tight ends in the middle of the field that really causes problems. Hastings, with a special defense they've had in the past couple of years, really shut that down from Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's a handoff now to Sharkey across the 25 to the 27. That's a loss in the play. They had it up around the 28. So now Wesleyan looking at a third down and long. Big Pete Botkin gets in there to throw him down to the turf. Botkin's playing his final ball game today for Hastings College, 280 pounds, a senior out of Millard North, had a great career here at Hastings College.
Well, he really has. We can remember when Botkin and Mueller come on, they were freshmen and they were seeing action at the varsity level. You knew they were going to be something special for Tony Harper and his defense, and they really have. They've matured into being outstanding D linemen.
Third down at about 5 yards to go here for Wesleyan. Hopman has got the ball. He sprints out right side. There's a little pump fake. He wants to throw the ball to the near side. Oh! Almost intercepted for a pick six. Kane Ellenberg. He nearly had that one. They had a little throwback screen over here. Ellenberg read that one beautifully, and it goes ricocheting off of his pads out of his hands.
The quarterback, Hopman, just rolled over to the right side, did a good job carrying that fake out, and then they had the screen set up, plenty of blockers over here. But Ellenberg kind of snuck his way up to about the 32-yard line, and as soon as the ball was released, he made his way towards the intended receiver, and he had that in his hands, and it fell to the turf. That would have been 6 points as we see Wesleyan punt the football away again.
All right, Hunky gets into it. A shorter kick, but it takes a Wesleyan bounce here across the 40-yard line as Brenton Steinhauser gets away from it. It rolls across the 35 down to about the 34, so it ends up a 38-yard kick there by Ethan Hunky. Now the Hastings College offense comes back out. They still got 1:54 left on the clock here in the second quarter. Broncos have 2 timeouts to work with, and we've got Ernesto Lokyle on our side here with the wind to his back. Looks like it's picked up a little bit, too, as the wind's now stretched out, straight out in the end zone. So the Bronco offense will come back out and try to work Ernesto Lokyle in the field goal range here. 1:54 to play in the second quarter. Hastings out on top of Wesleyan by the score of 17-0. So first down and 10 for Hastings. Here's Hubert. He wants to throw the ball, stands in the pocket, no pressure. Hubert right in the center of the field, throws it downfield. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hoy down here at the 25. Intended receiver was Anderson. So Hoy picks it off, the first turnover of the ball game on Hastings, and now Anderson is hurt. Justin Anderson is hurt here at the 25-yard line as he loops out there to try to grab the ball. It was taken away by Hoy. He gets the interception, and Justin Anderson is down here for Hastings College.
A lot of time back there to throw for Troy Hubert, but again, he throws it in. A couple of guys from Nebraska Wesleyan back there deep. That ball wasn't a very good, didn't come out of his hands very clean. That was a fluttering pass downfield. Coach Mert not very happy as Troy elected to throw that one downfield. More importantly, I know it's last game of the season, but you hate to have a guy go down on the turf.
I think he's got the wind knocked out of him as he was reaching for that ball. Now Justin Anderson is up. He's going to make his way back off of the field here. So we'll keep it right here. 1:47 to play in this second quarter. Hastings with the first turnover of the ball game. They've got three on the other side, and the Broncos have turned those three turnovers into points. 17-0, Hastings has the lead. But now Nebraska Wesleyan comes out offensively. First down and 10. They've got it on their own 26. Nate Hoffman, the quarterback here, the sophomore from Millard West, with wide receivers all over the place. We've got an empty backfield. And now Lobita goes off the right side. They're going to swing the ball out to him. Jerry grabs it there at the 24, across the 25, out to the 30-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds. Riley Nicola over there for Hastings College and also Brian Callen. So they send Jerry Lobita in motion to the far side, and they swing the ball out to him there. He grabs it and gets some positive yardage here as he brings the ball out to the 32. Second down at about 3 yards to go. A pickup of 7 yards on the completed pass.
One of the longer plays from scrimmage for Nebraska Wesleyan here. Only 40 yards of total offense for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. They were able to move it out to 7 yards to the positive side, so it's going to bring up second down and about 3 here. Ball at the 32, 1:09 left to go here in the first half.
High snap again. Hoffman brings it down, and he throws it out here to Lobita, and it's over his head. That's an incomplete pass. The clock will stop here with 1:02 to play. Britson Steinhauser was making a break on the ball there for Hastings. A lot of these passes, Jimmy, taking a long time to get the receivers both to the left and right sidelines, and Hastings getting a jump on those. And we've been very, very close to picking off a couple of more passes here.
Well, the one pass that was picked off today was tipped a couple of yards past the line of scrimmage. Riley Nicola tipped that one in the air, and Steinhauser come down with the interception. But, yeah, just Hoffman throwing the ball very high into there, and that one sails out of bounds over the head of Lobita. Going to bring up third down and about 4 here to go for Wesleyan.
Hoffman wants to throw it again. This pass is delivered low this time as it bounces to his intended receiver, Joe Manley, out here at the 48. So the Wesleyan offense struggling at best here today against this Hastings College defense. The Broncos now in the conference, 6th in total defense. They are 4th against the pass and 7th against the rush. But they're flat getting the job done against Wesleyan here this afternoon. The Broncos have a 17-0 lead at half. They're actually approaching halftime here. We're under a minute to play. Here comes the kick now by Ethan Hunke. Gets it up into the air. It's going to knock it down a little bit, but again takes a Wesleyan bounce here across the 40. And it's going to roll dead here at about the 37-yard line. So Wesleyan will down the football there. Hastings will come back out offensively. That ends up being a 30-yard kick against the wind here this afternoon at Lloyd Wilson Field. And the Hastings College offense will have more and more chance of things here. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week and then a scoreboard show. Tyler Moffitt will be along with all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation this afternoon, major college football. We'll also try to get a quick word with Ryan Merkin, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, who is covering the ball game with us here this afternoon at Lloyd Wilson Field. So first down, 10 yards to go from the 37. Handoff goes to Keenan Balazs, and he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Trying to slide out of there, but Keenan Balazs is knocked down in the play. So the Prairie Wolves, after giving away a couple of touchdowns early, Jimmy, they're putting the screws down here defensively as Nate Straley makes the last tackle there for Nebraska Wesleyan, a pickup of only 2.
25 carries and 88 yards for Hastings College here in the afternoon. Troy throwing the football around has 51 yards. One interception as we're going to let the clock expire. That'll be end of the first half.
So Hastings College with the lead here at halftime, turning 3 turnovers into 17 points in the first 2 quarters. And the Broncos will enjoy the lead at halftime. Hastings College 17, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. You're listening to Bronco football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College with a 17-0 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos turning three turnovers into points here this afternoon. Their first turnover was on a muff punt after the first possession for Hastings. They had to punt the football away, but Cody Eiler bust the return. Broncos recovered the ball at the 48-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan, took 10 plays, got into the end zone on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Troy Huber to Nick Blunt after the PAT by Ernesto Ocayo. It was 7-0 Hastings. And the next time Wesleyan came out and had the ball, Casey Hopman threw an interception. Brinson Steinhauser, or rather a Nate Hopman, throws the ball right into the hands of Brinson Steinhauser, who returned the ball down inside the 5-yard line. A couple of plays later, Dalton Seeley took it in from 2 yards out. Hastings quickly had a 14-0 lead. Then here in the second quarter, following a Brian Callen fumble recovery in Wesleyan territory, Hastings had to settle for a 37-yard field goal from Ernesto Ocayo, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. 17-0. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon.
It has been all Broncos here in the first half. They have done a good job. They are winning the turnover battle. Offensively, able to move the football against this Nebraska Wesleyan defense. And then defensively, Tony Harper's got to be extremely pleased with his defense. They have done a great job against the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves here in the first half. We look at the passing yards for Nate Hopman, 32 yards. One interception in the ball game that come in the first quarter. Rushing the football today, 10 carries and only 8 yards for Nebraska Wesleyan. So 40 total yards and one first down for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half. So just a great defensive performance here on Senior Day at Lloyd Wilson Field. We look at the Hastings College unofficially in the first half. Troy Huber with 51 yards, one touchdown, and one interception this afternoon. Rushing the football, the Broncos with 78 yards on 25 carries, so 129 yards of total offense and 8 first downs for Hastings College on the afternoon. Leading ball carrier in the game, Dalton Seeley, 11 carries, 38 yards. He has one touchdown in the ball game. Keenan Balaj, 8 carries and 37 yards. And Zach Beatty with 5 carries and 21 yards. Also receiving the football today, Michael Novicki, a couple of catches, 11 yards. Justin Anderson, a couple of catches and 26 yards. And Nick Blunt with that one 14-yard reception in the first quarter for a touchdown. But again, no turnovers so far through two quarters. Now the Broncos now with 6 quarters with no turnovers. Oh, one turnover. Yeah, we had the interception. Well, but it didn't cost the Broncos. But playing very well, as they did last week, the Broncos are out on top here at halftime and coasting to a halftime lead here of 17-0.
That's all right, bud. It's only the 10th game of the season.
Yeah, you know, we're struggling along. I remember these Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings games are like watching paint dry. But we've got a lot more points on the board than we've had the last 2 years, and we'll see what happens here in the second half.
All right, 17-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of Wesleyan here this afternoon. That's a Class B state semifinal high school football game is now underway in Crete as the number one ranked Aurora Huskies playing second-ranked Crete here this afternoon, and we'll keep you up to date on that ball game as well. As it's just now starting, no score between the Huskies and the Crete Cardinals here this afternoon. As we bring in Ryan Merkin, he's the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, covering the ball game with us here this afternoon. And like Jimmy said, these games between Wesley and Hastings, maybe not the most picturesque type of football games here, but the Broncos, the good guys out on top here, 17-0.
Yeah, you know, I remember talking to some people last year after that game over at Able Stadium in the 7-3 game, and I think that was the second year in a row that these two teams played a 7-3 game. And it all depends on the way you look at it. You know, I talked to a couple old-timers that day, and they said, now this is football, you know, 7-3, and nobody can move the football and stuff. But, you know, you look at it this year, and you know with Nebraska Wesleyan, they've given up some yards this year, maybe more than they're accustomed to throughout the season. They're giving up, I think, around 350 yards a game, their defenses. But, I mean, 17 points in this game, in this rivalry, you feel pretty good in the first half, just especially the way the Hastings defense is playing so far. You know, this Nebraska Wesleyan team isn't built to score, you know, a whole lot of points in one half, similar to the way the Hastings offense is set up. So 17-0, you feel pretty good, Mike.
Yeah, the Wesleyan offense has been very, very ineffective here in the first half, and partially because of how well the Hastings College team is playing on defense today.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this, you know, the Nebraska Wesleyan offense has slowly gotten better all year. I think if you go through and I look this week through the box scores, they've really showed some games when they moved the ball very well and scored some points, you know, and they scored some points against some pretty good defenses. And so, you know, they're doing some good things. And, you know, they had a new quarterback this year, so he's now, you know, starting his 10th game and some things like that. And they've got some speed and some talent, but, you know, they're not built to – they're not a big strike offense. And, I mean, you've seen these games for a long time, and you know the way that they play. They're a lot like Hastings College. I mean, they want to grind you out, and they want to wear you down and grind the ball on the clock and let their defense win the game. But today – and this is kind of the Hastings College defense that, you know, we've seen the last couple of years. I mean, just really reading plays, you know, and just really in the right spot, very sound and technical. And then the thing that they're doing so well today is – when they get their hands on guys, they're really doing a great job of making tackles. And that's something that, you know, Dakota Wesleyan game and some of the Morningside games and everything, there's maybe more missed tackles than I've seen in a while. And today, they just really look like they're excited to kind of, you know, have that last chance to show people how good of a unit this defensive unit really has been for the last couple of years.
So Hastings out on top. It is 17-0 over Nebraska Wesleyan as we inch closer to the second half here this afternoon. Hastings trying to finish the season with a two-game winning streak, and I'm sure Coach Merck talked to you this week about it. It's very important for the program to jump on down into the offseason with a couple of wins here.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at it on paper, and, you know, it wasn't maybe what a lot of people expected or what the expectations were, especially after a season like last season where there was just such a good year for the Hastings College football program. But when you go back and look at it, you know, I know it's just one game, but 5-5 looks a heck of a lot better than 4-6, and it really does. And it just, I mean, and not just look better, but you get that, you go in with winning two games in a row, and you feel good about yourself for the next 5 or 6 months. And, you know, the coaches feel good about themselves when they hit the road for recruiting, and the kids feel good about themselves when they get in the weight room. And you know, I was walking off the field just now, and I talked to a couple guys that have missed this game for injury, and they walked by and they said, you know, we start up again on Monday, and, you know, they're excited, you know. And it's when you're winning 17-0 and you're on a two-game winning streak, you can't wait for next season to come. When you go into the off season, you know, you're losing these games, and you know, you're all of a sudden, you know, you're 3-7 or you're 4-6, which is, you know, 2 weeks ago we're looking at 3-5. And it's like you go into the off season with that taste in your mouth, and it's like, you know, weightlifting you can't push it off long enough, you know, for that off season work and stuff. And now they're excited about it, and so that's a really important thing. And then the other thing is, you've been around this for a long time, Mike, and anybody that's been around NAI football or the GPAC or the NIAC, I mean, when Doan and Wesleyan and Concordia and Hastings play each other, and Midland too, you know, and then Dana, when those old NIAC teams play each other, it just, you know, coaches don't always want to say it and stuff, but it means a lot to the kids. These kids know each other. You look at the number of Nebraska kids on this roster, and these kids all know each other, and so you know they're excited to play these games. So not only just to finish the season on a two-game winning streak, but a two-game winning streak, hopefully, over Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan. You know it means a lot to the coaches and the players at Hastings College.
So Hastings not going anywhere after this. Obviously, the playoffs are out of reach here for Hastings. So the Broncos entering the postseason, so to speak, after this one. NAIA playoffs get underway next week. We got two teams in for sure, Ryan. We got obviously Sioux Falls, and we got Morningside today. It looks like Midland and Northwestern playing for the right to get in. I would expect maybe the winner of that ball game to get our third spot. If tradition holds up, we'll get three spots into the final 16.
And I certainly hope so. I wrote about it a lot last year, and I know we talked about it last year, and everybody talked about it last year because Hastings was right in that thick where there was four last year, just kind of like there is this year. Now one of those teams, the Midland, and I haven't seen a score on that, but Midland or Northwestern, one of them is going to lose today and end up with three losses. But last year, with Hastings and Northwestern not playing each other, it was possible at the end of the year that there's four teams with two. They didn't play each other, so you're kind of looking at that, and then, Northwestern lost a game at the end of the year to Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings got that third spot. But Midland's 19 right now, Nebraska or Northwestern's 15. I think if Northwestern wins, hopefully that will push them up enough in the eyes of the voters that they would almost be secured, although it depends what else happens today, and there's some automatic bids that need to be handed out, et cetera. But Midland, I really hope if they would pull that game out, that they would jump high enough. I don't know that they would. I think if Northwestern wins, in my mind, I have a hard time believing that they don't get in. If Midland wins, I don't know if they jump high enough. We'll find out on tomorrow or whatever. But Mike, I think that what we've seen for the past 4 or 5 years, and you longer as long as you've been doing this, that the GPAC deserves to have three teams. If that third team has two losses or less, really. And I'm not taking anything away from any other conferences or any other teams, but the football here is as good. Small college football, top to bottom, it really is top to bottom. And I know you have some teams in this conference that aren't great, but this Hastings college team, I'd love to see them play some out-of-conference games this year against some other teams that even have two or three losses right now. There's great football everywhere. I'd love to go watch a Lindenwood or a Carroll, Montana in some of these programs, but when you throw the University of Sioux Falls in there, and then, we don't even have to talk about them. What, 4 years in a row in the national championship game, three-time champion since 2006 or 2007. But I'm fairly convinced that over that time frame, if Sioux Falls isn't in this conference or is on the same side of the bracket, that Morningside has probably played for a national championship or two.
Yep.
or been close. They're as good as anybody, and they prove it year in and year out. The last 3 years, I don't know if they've lost a playoff game anyway, but Sioux Falls. They handle these teams, then geographically they get stuck with the Cougars, and that's just been a battle you can't win. Nobody has for a long time, but that third team, we've seen Northwestern. They're a fantastic team. Now, I know they're down to, I think they had an injury to their quarterback, but that's my little soapbox. I just think this conference plays such good football that it would really be disappointing to me if that third-place team, whoever it is, doesn't get in, because I think that, as we saw last year, I think they can go to one of these other conferences, as we saw last year with Hastings, and compete, if not win that game.
All right, Northwestern, we understand, is out on top of Midland at halftime. It is 10-6. The ball game is being played in Fremont. So thanks for stopping up again, my man. Thanks for the cooperation all year long. We'll look forward to the 2011 season.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having me, Mike. I know you're probably getting ready for some Bronco basketball. It's an exciting season when you get a chance. And
next Saturday, man.
Yep.
Man.
And two fun seasons with the men and the women. So thanks for having me all year, Mike.
Okay, Ryan Birkin, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, who joins us each and every halftime covering our Broncos here this afternoon. We're still a couple of minutes away from the kickoff of the second half. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up, and the scoreboard show gets you all the scores from throughout the GPAC and across the nation today. Back with the second half in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize Cody Petit as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. Cody Petit is from Lincoln. He's a junior at Hastings College with a major in marketing. Cody holds a 3.4 GPA. He's a goalie for the men's soccer team for Hastings College and helped lead the Broncos to the GPAC regular season championship this year with an 11-0 record. Hastings is 19-0 on the season and will play Sioux Falls for the GPAC tournament championship tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field. Cody Petit has allowed only 5 goals all season long as their goalkeeper. Congratulations to Cody Petit, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by TNL Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard, presented by Hastings Federal Credit Union.
1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffin with a check of scores from around the GPAC and around the nation. Welcome inside the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll get to a few scores from around major college football in just a few minutes. First, let's take a look at the scoring drives for Hastings College. At the half, it's Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 0. The Broncos had a long opening drive to start things off as Troy Hubert passed to Nick Blunt to make the score 7-0. A few minutes later, Brinson Steinhauser intercepted the ball, running it down to the 3-yard line. That set up the Broncos as Dalton Seeley put 6 more on the board, 14-0 Broncos. It was a quiet second quarter until Ernesto Acayo put some points on the board, kicking a 37-yard field goal to make the score 17-0 Broncos. That's where we are at the half, HC 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 0. In the rest of the GPAC, the 2-7 Doan Tigers take on 2-8 Briarcliff today. At last check, Doan led 21-0. Northwestern heads to Fremont today to take on Midland. At last check, it was Northwestern 10, Midland 6. Morningside takes on Dakota Wesleyan today. Right now, Morningside 31, Dakota Wesleyan 0. Concordia heads to 9-0 Sioux Falls. At last check, it was Sioux Falls 21, Concordia 0 in the second quarter. And Dort had the week off in the GPAC. 1230 KHAS, we are at halftime as Hastings College is taking on Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll get a check of scores from around the Big 12 and the Big 10 right after this.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings. An equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. In the Big 12, number 17 Missouri is hosting number 24 Kansas State today in Columbia. Right now, Missouri is leading 31-14. Number 16 Oklahoma is set to square off against Texas Tech today. That game is scheduled to get underway in just a few minutes. Iowa State is looking to rebound from their loss to Nebraska last week as they take on Colorado. At last check, Colorado had the lead 3-0. Number 10 Oklahoma State plays Texas tonight at 7. Number 8 Nebraska barely squeaked by Iowa State last week. Now the Huskers take on Turner Gill in Kansas tonight at 6. If you would like to hear the play-by-play of that game, you can tune into our sister station, The Breeze KLIQ 94.5, tonight. And also in the Big 12, Baylor takes on Texas A&M tonight at 6. Turning our attention to the Big 10, Illinois is squaring off against Minnesota. At last check, Minnesota was leading 24-20. Number 7, Wisconsin is taking on Indiana today. Right now, Wisconsin 76, Indiana 20. Number 13, Iowa had their undefeated season ended by Northwestern last year. The Hawkeyes should have been out for revenge in their trip to Evanston today. Right now, at last check, Northwestern had the lead 22-17. Michigan faces off against Purdue today at the last check. Michigan had the lead 20-16. Number 9, Ohio State plays Penn State today in Columbus. That game is scheduled to get underway in just a few minutes. And Michigan State has the lone bye week this week in the Big Ten. 1230 KHAS, we are at halftime between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to do it for me. Join us after the game for Eye on Sports as we'll take a look at final scores from around the GPAC and around the nation. We'll send things back to the field with Mike Will right after this.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned. The second half is moments away on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Get 20% savings store-wide during the Holiday Extravaganza this Thursday through Saturday at Bob Sass Flowers. Shop two floors of unique and special holiday gift ideas, including the lower level of the new Oohs and Ahs. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 17-0. Before the kickoff of the second half, we're going to bring in Brian Gallagher from the Greater Grand Island Sports Council. Brian, good to see you, my man.
Mike, good to see you. We go back a lot of years.
Yeah, this is like old times, a lot of years. Brother. Unfortunately, it's a lot of years, but you're also involved in the state high school volleyball championships that we brought to Grand Island and Hastings this year. It looked like a great tournament so far.
It's been a great tournament, and we really wanted to make sure we said a special thank you to everybody from the Hastings area that was involved. With Hastings being part of the six sites that were used on the first day, and with the involvement that they have had from day one, we've worked on this thing for almost 18 months to make sure that things are ready to go. And the cooperation level between Hastings High School, Hastings College, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau has just been phenomenal. And so we wanted to just make sure that we said a personal thank you to everybody that's been involved to make this first venture a very successful one.
And hopefully we'll get her back here again next year.
Bigger and better things
than next week.
Right. We're already locked in for next year. It looks like the bid process is going to happen again in the spring, but right now it's rave reviews from the people that have been involved. So, again, we wanted to say a personal thank you to everybody that's been involved with this.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by. I know you got a little interest in this ball game too, huh?
Yeah, I got a defensive end that's playing for Nebraska Wesleyan. So to all you Bronco fans, just bear with me for just a minute. We're going to see if we can't get the P-Wolves to come back.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
All right, thank you.
All right, Brian Gallagher from the Greater Grand Island Sports Council, who has a little hand in bringing the state high school volleyball championships to the Tri-Cities the past couple of days, and the championships are going on at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. So it's 17-0 as we begin the second half of play. Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's a pass that's going to be caught out here across the 40, 45 to the 46-yard line. On the receiving end of that one is Matt Edwards. So Nebraska Wesleyan gets the kickoff here in the second half. Hoffman finally completes a pass, this time to Edwards, as they move the ball up to the 46. So it's 17-0 as we start the second half. Kind of an action-packed halftime there, wasn't it?
Really is. You just it never ceases to amaze me, the people that you can funnel into our press box after a halftime, during halftime. But longest play from scrimmage, that goes for 18 yards out to Edwards. That is the second first down for the Prairie Wolves here this afternoon.
Here's a handoff to Lobita. He gets through there, 45 to the 40 of Hastings, down to the 35-yard line. So Wesleyan, who had trouble moving the football in the first half against the Hastings College defense, back-to-back plays here that's pretty positive here as they bring the ball to the 35.
Yeah, we'll give Lobita 20 on that carry. That's two carries now for Jerry Lobita, the sophomore out of Aurora High School. He picks up a quick 20 off the left side, and just that quick, as Brian said, the P-Wolves try to get the P-Wolves back in. We hope they don't, but they're on a good drive here, the best one of the afternoon. They're down to the Bronco 35.
All right, they're moving from our left to our right here in this third quarter of play as Hoffman brings the ball back here. That's going to be Lobita, and he is going to be knocked down in the play, a loss of 2 yards in the play. So Lobita carrying the ball there. A tackle is made in there by Brian Callen. He's had a sensational ball game here for Hastings College this afternoon. But now it's going to bring up a second down and 12 situation. Open up the windows now. It's time to enjoy this crisp fall afternoon. It's more like football weather here.
Well, it is. We've been pretty lucky through the course of late October and November here with the weather we have had. Last year, it wasn't so nice to us, but it has been very nice. And for the last game of the season, it is just a gorgeous day, just some slight wind out of the north.
Here's a option play as Hoffman's going to carry the ball himself across the 35 down to the 32-yard line. So Hopman, the quarterback, keeps the ball there. Nate Hopman, the sophomore out of Millard West. Pete Botkin and Indiana Jones will bring him down here. Indiana Jones, just a junior, will have him back for the 2011 season. That's good news for this Bronco defense.
Well, one thing about it, Tony Harper's defense out there, we knew coming in that, you know, Botkin was a senior and Mueller going to be losing those guys. But the secondary, pretty much intact. It's a young defense for Tony Harper out there, and they're going to be, they should be really, really good next year.
They're down 5 yards to go. Hastings on defense here. Wesleyan with the ball down here at the Hastings 31. Here's Hopman. He's going to throw the football. He does across the middle. It's going to be juggled and caught here at the Hastings College 25. That's Jerry Lobita. They're on the receiving end of that one. Indiana Jones into the stop there for Hastings College. As they move the ball down to the 25 of Hastings, they will move the sticks. So the Prairie Wolves on their first real threat to score in the football game. They have scored 12 straight times, Jimmy, inside the red zone. So they're 5 yards away from there. The Hastings College defense needs to button down the screws here.
But by far the best drive of the afternoon from Nebraska Wesleyan. 3 first downs here in the second half. They only had one total in the first half. They've already got 3 here on this drive as they got her down to the Bronco 25.
All right, here's Hopman. Play action pass. He's got time. He rolls left. He's going to unload it. He does. Out to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. That's a Sharkey. Matt Sharkey coming out of the backfield. Brinson Steinhauser runs him out of bounds. So now Wesleyan is in Hastings College territory in the red zone here as they're knocked down at the 8-yard line, and the Prairie Wolves trying to get back into the football game. It's 17-0. Hastings with a lead.
Did they change numbers on the quarterback Hopman because he only threw for 32 yards in the first half? He's already got 43 here on 3 of 3 passing. That one there to Sharkey off the left side goes 18 yards. That matches the longest play from scrimmage as far as throwing the football, and now they're knocking on touchdown door down to the Broncos 7.
Call Grove is your wide receiver to the right. Manley goes to the left. They're going to keep the ball on the ground to Sharkey, and Sharkey bangs his way down to about the 4-yard line. So a pickup of 4 yards in the play by Matt Sharkey. Again, Wesleyan scored 12 straight times. They've been inside the red zone. They are currently in about the middle of the pack for their red zone offense. They're in seventh, converting on 75% of their chances this year. 9 touchdowns and 6 field goals, but they have scored the last 12 times they've been in the red zone. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 5 right now. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line. 10.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 17-0. Hastings has got the lead. Nate Hopman is your quarterback up under center this time. Power eye formation. And now Wesleyan switching here at the last second. And the pitch play is going to come to Lobita. As he gets outside to the 5, he's into the end zone. Touchdown. That was an impressive drive there by Nebraska Wesleyan. They just come out here to begin the second half and stuff it right down the throats of the Bronco defense, and Wesleyan gets in there to make it 17-6.
73 yards, 8 plays, 43 through the air, 30 on the ground, capped off by the Lobita 5-yard touchdown run off the right side. They shifted everything over, went with the power set off the right side. A couple of tight ends over there for Nebraska Wesleyan. They did a great job blocking downfield for Lobita, and he takes it in easily. So Nebraska Wesleyan on the board here, the PAT appending.
Steven Anderson is your kicker, and the ball is down. The kick is up there, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good. Nebraska Wesleyan is on the scoreboard. 10 minutes and 17 seconds to play now in quarter number 3. It's Hastings College 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 7.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Nice drive there for Nebraska Wesleyan as they go 8 plays and 73 yards to begin this third quarter. And just like that, we got ourselves a ball game here this afternoon, 17-7. Maybe it was Gallagher who turned things around for
him. Well, I know it. Gallagher comes in from doing the GICC volleyball match. They won in 4, so troops just up the north side win the C2 volleyball championship. But yeah, you open the window, the Prairie Wolves go downfield. Now you've got it closed up again.
We're gonna change our ways here. We're going back to what we had in the first half.
All right.
Not that I was cold, but they go down and score with the window open. So now we'll shut the window and see what happens. Here's a kickoff. Hastings will take this one from the 20-yard line back to the 25. Oh, he's hit down at the 30. Oh, there's a smashing hit there by Wesleyan. Ball being brought back there for Hastings College, and bringing the ball back for the Broncos was Grummers.
Yeah.
And that was Sheldon Bowens in on the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings coming out for the first time here in the second half. 17-7 is the score now.
Broncos with 129 yards of total offense, 78 on the ground, 51 through the air. They didn't put a whole lot up offensively, but they did what they needed to, taking advantage of the Wesleyan turnovers.
Here's Seeley back in there now for Hastings. Seeley brings the ball to about the 36, a pickup of 4 yards in a play. The Crete Cardinals are out on top of the Aurora Huskies in high school football today. 6-0 is the score. 6-0, Crete out on top of Aurora in the Class B semifinals. No word on whether Mr. Brockmeyer is playing or not. We'll try to get an update from Crete on that one.
Yeah, that was the latest story. They weren't sure whether he was going to actually get the start or whether he was even going to be able to go. I suppose there's a few people down there at the Doan College.
They said
today
it's
for that
jam.
Game.
They said it's jam packed. Couldn't get another one in there with a shoehorn. Here's a toss sweep now to Ceiling. He's going to be run out of bounds. Yeah, that was the word from Crete. You couldn't get another one in there with a shoehorn, as number one is playing number two this afternoon in the state semifinals. So Hastings College now with a 17-7 lead. And the Broncos now looking at third down and 8 yards to go. The Bronco offense, despite this lead, the Bronco offense has not been real sharp here this afternoon.
Well, they really haven't. Seeley got the start and had primarily all the carries in the first quarter, 11 carries, 38 yards. And then Keenan Balazs got most of the load there in the second quarter. Back in their third quarter is Seeley. But the Broncos with a very tough third down, third and long, third and eight here from the 33.
Keen Stenzel into the ball game now. Quarterback draw play as he takes it outside to the 35 and upended at the 40-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Wesleyan. I think that was Tanner Smith, the outside linebacker for Wesleyan, making the stop there. Keen Stenzel comes in there now for the Broncos as the quarterback. He runs the offense there but could not get to the first down stake. So out trots our punter, Ernesto Lokyle. The Broncos will have to punt the football away. Fourth down and a yard as Hastings moves the ball to the 40. So all of a sudden, Nebraska Wesleyan is back into the football game, making things interesting here. 17-7 is the score. Hastings leading by 10, but Wesleyan scored the last time they touched the football. Going 73 yards. Here comes the kick by Ernesto. He gets it away. Good high kick. Lobita goes back inside his 15 to grab it. He's back to the 20-yard line, down the far sideline. He's going to be run out of bounds. So now Wesleyan will have to start this drive from the 23. So Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings are both 4-5 in the season, fighting here in his final ball game of the 2010 season. A 46-yard kick by Ernesto Lokyle and an 8-yard return there by Lobita. And here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back out in their white uniforms, trimmed in gold here this afternoon. Their quarterback again is Nate Hopman, the sophomore from Millard West. Playing with a lot of confidence, I think, now here in the third quarter.
Well, I think
so. He picked the ball right down the field his first time out there.
Yeah, only 40 yards of total offense in the first half. They were able to put 73 up on that first drive, and look out here.
Yeah, here's Lubita again on a toss sweep across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. Adam Killip in on the stop for Hastings College defensively. Lubita finding some running room here as he toss sweep to the right side. He picks up about, 8 yards on a play, and it's all of a sudden second and two for the Prairie Wolves. So after giving up virtually nothing in the first half, Wesleyan trailed 17-0 by halftime. They caught the football up three times. The Broncos turned into points. Now they score here on the first possession of the second half. And now here's a toss sweep again. It's going to be nailed by Hastings. Lobita trying to come to the near sideline again, where he is nailed in the play. Jake Mueller there, number 47. Also Kane Ellenberg coming up from a linebacker spot to make the tackle there. A loss in the play back here at the 30-yard line. So now Nebraska Wesleyan looking at third down and 5 yards to go from the 30.
Offensively, the spark provided today by Jerry Lobita. We talked about him, the sophomore out of Aurora. He's got a couple of receptions, 23 yards here, and 6 carries, 31 yards as far as rushing the football. We see Hopman up underneath center here on this third down call. Third and five for Wesleyan.
Broncos jumping around on defense. Hopman swings the ball out there. Lobita grabs the ball, but he's going to be hit here for a loss back at the 25-yard line. That's Brian Callen again, the linebacker for Hastings, to wrap him up and throw him to the turf, a loss in the play, and Nebraska Wesleyan will have to punt the football away.
Well, just like in the first half, Brian Callen seems to be around the football today defensively. It seems like about every play he has been in on, and that one there, again, a great open field tackle, Labita with a lot of speed out there once he gets the football, but not a lot of blockers, and Callen was able to fight through there, bring him down for about a four-yard loss. So now we'll see Hunky into the game to punt away to Anderson and Steinhauser.
Ethan Hunke gets away a booming kick. Anderson comes back inside the 20-yard line to grab it. Dances away back to the 20. Penalty flags down as Anderson is brought down at the 27. So Justin Anderson brings the ball back to the 27-yard line. Penalty flag is down. Down there in coverage again for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be number 37, Tyler Schultz. A 53-yard kick that time by Ethan Hunke. A 5-yard return here by Justin Anderson of Hastings, but again, a penalty flag is down at the 23.
We'll await the call here from the white cap, but again, the wind at the back of Hunky. Going to be a block in the back against Hastings College, so it's going to push him back inside, well inside the 20-yard line. They'll put the ball back at the 13-yard line, but again, Hunky gets a great snap, gets the ball very high in the air, gets the spiral to turn over, and then his coverage team down there very quickly to bring down Anderson, and then the penalty will push the Broncos all the way back, so the Broncos now long ways from pay dirt as Nebraska Wesleyan has made this thing interesting. They've crawled back into it. The Broncos lead 17-7 with 6:21 left to go here in the third quarter.
Kane Ellenberg was the guy who's the guilty party on the illegal block. So Hastings will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 13. Hubert back in there at quarterback. Hands the ball away to Steely across the 10 to the 15 to the 16-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards in a play for the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk as he bangs his way out to about the 16. Tackle is made in there by Cody Eiler for Nebraska Wesleyan, number one. That's now a second down situation, second down and 6.
Thought I seen a penalty flag back there inside the 5-yard line. It's not. My binocs are telling me it's a bottle of Gatorade.
Is that what that is?
That has gotten loose. It is laying in between the 2 and 3 yard line.
I think you're right.
It is.
Bottle of Gatorade. Check the flavor on that one. Second down and 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball. On their own 18, working from our right to our left. Hubert in the gun. Play action pass as he fakes the ball to Seeley. He holds it, now throws it. It's going to be caught here. Nate Arlt. Nate with the ball at the 20-yard line. Still has feet to the 25, to the 26, first down. Nice run after the catch there by the former Adams Central Patriot as he brings the ball to the 26-yard line, the first catch of the afternoon for Nate Arlt. So Hastings has got a first down.
First down in the second half here for Hastings College, and it comes at a very crucial time. The Broncos were looking at a possible punting situation into the wind. Nebraska Wesleyan had done a pretty good job pinning their ears back defensively, but again, they find Arlt, that slot back, as he gets out loose on the right side and able to scamper about 7.5-8 yards. He gets the ball across the 25-yard line to the 26.
Here's a quick pitch play there to Keenan Blodge, and he is knocked down. He is knocked down in the play there by Wesleyan. That's Dan Slope to get in there to knock him down. So Keenan Blodge comes in there and loses 2 yards in the play. It's now second down and 12. The Broncos push back here to the 25-yard line. See who's anchoring the right side of the defensive line now. It's Andy Gallagher.
Well, I tell you what, Bob's a big boy, but Andy at 6'4", 240, the transfer from Shadron State. And again, Slope gets in there and brings down Keenan Blodge. A couple of yard loss.
So second down and 12 now for Hastings. Ball is at the 24. Now the officials finally going to go back and pick up that Gatorade bottle. And the Hastings College fans gives them a round of approval there.
Well, he didn't throw her very far off the playing surface. It's down there laying on the white paint.
Yeah, the white paint around the field here. So wind will probably blow her back on the field before long. It's second down and 12. Here's the option play. Hubert has got the ball, and Hubert gets a couple of yards back. So they lose two, and then Hubert picks up maybe 3 in the next play. And Hastings now looking at 3rd down and 9 yards to go. They run that option play to the short side of the field, and Hubert did not have a whole lot of luck over here. He's knocked down in the play after a pickup of 3.
No, the numbers were not there. 5 white jerseys there defensively for Nebraska Wesleyan, and only 3 for Hastings College. Troy just lucky to get the ball past the line of scrimmage. He does pick up positive yardage. He gets about 3. It's going to bring up a 3rd down. They'll call it 9 now from the 27.
All right, Hubert will be in the gun here. Wide receiver split to the right side. The tight end lined up to the left side of the formation. Hubert throws it. The pass is going to be caught here by Justin Anderson. The ball comes loose, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Well, they ruled that one an incomplete pass. The ball was jarred loose there. I think that was Cody Eiler. Yeah, Eiler was over here on Justin Anderson. Anderson would have had a first down for Hastings. But the ball comes loose, and here comes Ernesto Lokyle back into the ball game to punt the football away.
Well, you start watching field position, and Hastings College is going towards their own goal line now. This is the second punt of the second half for Lokyle, but the return men for Nebraska Wesleyan will be up a little bit farther. They'll be standing about their own 35-yard line to field this Lokyle punt.
Ernesto grabs the ball about waist high, gets the ball away. Good high spiraling kick. They come up to the 40-yard line to grab it. That's the return man as he brings it up to about the 43. Returning the ball there was Roderick David there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That was a punt of about 32 yards against the wind. A two-yard return, and Curtis Hudeberg down there for Hastings on the special teams. He's starting to get the uneasy feeling here, Jimmy. The offense not really producing for Hastings, and now Wesleyan getting some momentum on their side of the field.
No, you start looking at the first half numbers, and as we said, Nebraska Wesleyan with 32 yards through the air, 8 on the ground, 40 total yards in the first half. They now are at 76 yards of total offense in the football game. Hastings College here in the second half, 18 yards of total offense. They have not been able to move the football against this Wesleyan defense.
So first down, 10 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball on their own 43. We are in the third quarter with 3:41 to play. Play action pass. Hopman wants to throw it. Stands in the pocket. He throws the ball downfield. He's got a man out here, and he makes the catch at the 20-yard line. 15 down to the 11-yard line. Nice catch there. Grabbing the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Downfield number 87, Mike Colgrove. Colgrove makes the reception. Brinson Steinhauser brings him down. And Wesleyan in the red zone again at the Hastings College 12.
Hopman now in the second half. 5 of 5 passing. 85 yards will give him 45 on that gain. That is their fifth first down of the afternoon. The longest play from scrimmage here on that pass play. That was a nice pass by Hopman. Had a lot of time. Delivered it right down the middle of the field. And now Wesleyan knocking on touchdown door at the Bronco 12.
They have scored 13 out of their last 13 times in the red zone this season. Here's a Hopman who wants to throw the ball again across the middle. It's going to be caught at the 5-yard line, down to about the 3.
That's Edwards on the reception, I believe, the big tight end.
Yep.
Yeah.
Matt Edwards, 245-pound, a junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Hopman now 6-for-6. The last couple of drives, and Wesleyan is knocking on touchdown door down here at the Hastings College 3-yard line. Boy, what has happened to the Bronco defense since halftime?
I don't know. They did such a good job in the first half, but Wesleyan has made some changes offensively. Whether it's personnel or not, it's Hoppin still in there at quarterback, but he's a lot more of a confident quarterback in there now. Wesleyan can get a first down. They've only got about 6 inches to go for a first, but the ball's on the Bronco 3.
Hoppin is up under center, backs in the I formation, brings a man in motion, left or right. There's a handoff to Lobita, and Lobita takes the ball down to about the 1, down inside the 1-yard line. It should be enough for a first down. So now Wesleyan will have 4 cracks at the end zone from just outside the goal line here. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. 17-7 is the score. Hastings has got the lead, but Wesleyan trying to pull in a field goal right here.
What did G-Man know when he come up here at halftime saying the P-Wolves were going to crawl back into this game, but they're 1 yard away from making this a potentially a one-score game.
There's a handoff. They go straight ahead here, and I don't think he got there, as he is buried right at the line of scrimmage. That was a new man in the ball game rushing the football there, Dustin Bryant. Bryant, the freshman out of Cody Kilgore. Wesleyan has done a nice job rotating guys in there at that running back position. We've seen 4 or 5 guys carry the ball here this afternoon. So now it's second down and goal. The ball is in between the 1 and the 2-yard line. Hastings College digging in now defensively. We got an I formation with Hopman up under center. Second down and goal from just outside the 1. Hopman brings the ball back. That's Lobita.
Oh.
He fumbles the football. And let's see this. The Broncos may have it down there. There's a big stack up down in there. See if Hastings is going to get the football. No indication yet. Hastings is on top of it. Yeah, the Broncos come up with a football. Aaron Verlinde in the recovery for Hastings. I was waiting for the official to make the indication. I knew there was a bunch of crimson around the football as Lobita tries to dive in there about to knee high, but the ball pops loose. A lot of crimson around the ball, and Aaron Verlinde comes out of there. That is the 4th turnover for Nebraska Wesleyan.
3 fumbles, 1 interception this afternoon, and that one comes at a very crucial time as Nebraska Wesleyan had a 1st and goal from the 3-yard line, and it was Verlinde, number 7, that come in there that able to chop the legs out from underneath of Jerry Lobita, and the ball falls to the turf. The Broncos take over. They don't have much breathing room, but they get another turnover. They got the ball at the 2.
As a Hubert's just going to go straight ahead on a quarterback sneaker. That was a big, big turnover. Hastings now leading the turnover war this afternoon, 4-1. Hastings holding on to a 17-7 lead. That would have been the Paul Westland within 3 points here after their potential extra point here. So that was a big turnover on Nebraska Westland. Hastings now wants to pick up a couple of first downs here. The clock slowly ticking away. We're already inside a minute to play here in the third quarter. Both teams keeping the ball on the ground this afternoon. Second down and 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now out here at about the 4-yard line. As Hubert's going to hand the ball away, we got a penalty flag down and not much there for Hastings. As Dalton Steele is ridden back down to about the 2-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress back up around the 3 or 4. We got a penalty flag down. It's going to be a holding call on Hastings. So that's going to be half of the distance to the goal line if they take this one. We're down to 43 seconds to play. Westland will probably decline this, Jimmy, because that was not much of a run there for Seeley.
No, Seeley just took it off the right side, and a host of white jerseys there to meet Seeley at the line of scrimmage. He just picked up about a half a yard, and they did decline the penalty, so it's going to bring up a third down. Third and 8, the ball spotted at the 4-yard line. So if Hastings College does not get this, LaKyle is going to be very close to his own end line when he stands for this punt.
All right, Hastings will break huddle here. They're sending Justin Anderson out to the left side, back to the I formation with Beatty and also Dalton Steele in the backfield. Hubert up under center. Hubert wants to throw the ball, looks for the slant. It's not there. Hubert pulls it down. He's going to be hit at the 5-yard line. They're trying to throw the slant to Justin Anderson, who is not there, covered up by Wesleyan. Hubert is knocked down in the play here at the 5. Tackle is made in there by Kotzer, number 14, and Hastings will have to punt the football on 4th down and 9 yards to go from their own 2-yard line.
Well, Troy took a couple of steps away from center. He was looking for Justin Anderson on the slant, but again, Nebraska Wesleyan with some very tight coverage out there.
Wesleyan
timeout.
They want to make Hastings kick against the wind. We were down to 5.8 seconds to play. Wesleyan wants to make Hastings punt against the wind. They don't have to do that when we come back. 5.8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 7.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Ernesto LoKyle backed up to his own end line here, deep in his own end zone. They'll have to kick this ball away. We need a biggie here from Ernesto LoKyle. Fourth down, 9 yards to go. LoKyle gets the ball away. It's not going to travel far against the wind. Takes a Hastings bounce across the 40. Comes out to the 45-yard line to the 47. Picked up there by Lobita. He returns the ball to the 44. And Wesleyan will get great field position now following the punt by Ernesto LoKyle.
We'll give Ernesto 42 on the kick as his right foot, there wasn't much room there between the white paint and the heel of his shoe, but he was able to get it away. Lobita come running up there to try to field the punt. It goes bouncing by him. And then he very dangerously picks the football up, takes it around the right end. That'll be the end of the third quarter. So Nebraska Wesleyan, a much better played quarter of football there in quarter number 3. They held the Broncos in check.
All right, 3 quarters in the books here this afternoon. We go to the 4th and final quarter with the score. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 7.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Guy who caused that fumble down here at the 2-yard line, and Indiana Jones is officially going to get credited with the fumble recovery. But Hastings couldn't do anything with the ball and had to punt, and now Wesleyan has got the ball here. First down and 10 at the Hastings 43-yard line, trailing in the ball game 17-7. There's a pitch play to Sharkey, and he goes down. His feet came out from under him there as Matt Sharkey trying to make a cut right about the hash mark here on this near side. So Sharkey loses a yard in the play from the 44 back to the 45-yard line.
Oh, how things change in one quarter of football. Hastings College, after at the halftime break, had 129 yards of total offense. The Broncos now with 153. And Nebraska Wesleyan now with 224. Yeah, that ain't right. I can't use official stats. I got to go by mine.
Second down is 11 yards to go. Hopman stands in the pocket. It's going to be caught down here at the Hastings College 30-yard line to the 29, still on his feet, trying to get away, and finally brought down at around the 26. On the receiving end of that one for Nebraska Wesleyan was number 87, Colgrove. He's made a couple of nice catches here in this second half. He had only 22 receptions coming to the football game here this afternoon. Finally, Aaron Verlinde brings him down, but a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan.
That is first down number six in the afternoon. That one goes for 21 yards. I'll get to some numbers here. I've been keeping mine all day long. We know we got a couple of errors in the official stats. We'll try to let them know that's not correct on that one reception we have.
All right, first down and 10 yards to go from the 26-yard line. Here's a handoff here to Labita. He slips a couple of tacklers, takes the ball to the 20, still on his feet to the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Aaron Verlinde in on the stop there for Hastings, but this Wesleyan team looks like a completely different team here in the second half. Ever since the G-man popped into the booth here, Jimmy, this Wesleyan team has caught fire.
Eight carries down and 45 yards for Labita in the afternoon, a couple of receptions, and 23. And this is a much improved football team since the first half. 173 of total offense for Nebraska Wesleyan after three quarters. Hastings College with only 150.
Wow. First down, 10 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball at the Hastings 12-yard line. Hand off to Sharkey. He's hit once, he's hit twice, and down he goes. Matt Sharkey on an inside handoff is hit there by Hastings College. Not much there. That was Adam Killip in there for Hastings. And now Killip is going to come up a little gimpy. He's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes Pete Botkin back in there for Hastings on that defensive front.
Only 21 yards of offense in that third quarter for Hastings College. We look at Nebraska Wesleyan on the other hand. 133 of total offense in the third quarter. So we talk about a change of quarters. It definitely was. That was all Nebraska Wesleyan, and they are looking good. They're knocking on touchdown door here. They got a second nine at the Bronco 10.
I'm trying to put some more points on the scoreboard. Here's a quick pitch to a Labita. He cuts it back inside, and he runs right into Alec Diffendaffer. Labita with a pitch play, and he cuts it back to the center of the field and runs right into the linebacker for Hastings out of Bethard, Colorado, Alec Diffendaffer. A pickup of only 1 yard on the play by Labita, the former Aurora Husky. And now it is third down. Third down here for Aurora, or third down for Nebraska Wesleyan, at about 7 yards to go from the Hastings College 12.
It's easy to call Aurora. We've done them a couple times this year. Any updates from Crete?
Well, last check, it was 6-0 in favor of Crete over Aurora. We'll keep our eyes on that one for you as Nebraska Wesleyan comes back up here on third down. Here's a double reverse with the ball going to the far side, and then throwing the ball, it's going to be incomplete. A double reverse. Joe Manley ended up with the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan, and he was throwing the ball into the end zone. That was incomplete.
He had the quarterback, Hopman. As soon as he made that pitch, he rolled off the right tackle, ran all the way down into the end zone. Nobody in a crimson jersey stayed with Hopman. He was wide open.
But the pass was not very good.
No.
Joe Manley.
Penetration was coming from Hastings College, and the pass was low. As Hopman tried to make the reception, but it was a couple of yards short. Now they'll attempt a field goal.
All right, here comes Steven Anderson out there for a 22-yard field goal attempt. It's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked, and Hastings will get the ball. Riley Nicola comes in there for Hastings and blocks the potential field goal there. That was a big play by the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk.
That is the second big play we've had in the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan has dominated this whole second half of football, but the Broncos come up with the fumble down at the 2-yard line on the last drive. And this drive here, they're able to push the ball all the way down inside the Bronco 20. And then Riley Nicola, untouched, comes from the right side and gets in there very deep. He about took the ball right off the toe of the kicker and took that one the distance, but the Bronco defense holds. Again, and the Broncos will turn around. Now they'll have a first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. 12:01 left to go here in the ballgame.
So a blocked field goal attempt there. Riley Nicola gets in there for Hastings. Now here's a handoff to Keenan Balazs as Balazs angles off to the left side, and he's going to be stopped after about a yard gain. So Hastings starting this drive from their own 17. The Broncos working north to south, left to right. here in this fourth quarter of play. Hastings trying to hang on to a 17-7 lead. Russell Walton into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. You mentioned that's a Class B semifinal game, Jimmy. It's now 6-6. Aurora and Crete, they're tied up in the second quarter. 6-6, Aurora and Crete tied up in the second quarter of play. Hastings College now looking at second down at about 9. The ball is sitting up here at about the 17-yard line. That's going to be a Zane Anstein coming in motion now. The tight end is a hand the ball away to Keenan Balazs, and he is absolutely decked in the backfield, a loss in the play. Keenan Balazs is nailed here in the backfield. And coming up there is going to be a catcher again to make this stop, a loss all the way back here to the 12. And Hastings College now looking at third down and 15 yards to go from the first down deep in their own territory.
The Broncos, 78 yards of rushing in the first half. Second half, 9. 9 yards of rushing on 10 carries for Hastings College here, and they're faced with a very difficult third down, third and 15, the ball at the 10 with 10:42 left to go here in ballgame.
A tale of two halves so far. Here's a Keenan Balazs inside handoff across the 10, out to the 15 to the 16-yard line, and Hastings will have to punt the football away. Nate Straley into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Broncos go three plays and out after getting the blocked field goal from Riley Nikla, and Wesleyan will get great field position again as Lobita drops back here to the 50-yard line. Also dropping back for Wesleyan is going to be Roderick David. So Ernesto Lucayo, he stands this time at his own 3-yard line to punt this one away. Waiting for the snap, 17-7. Hastings has got the lead. Ernesto gets into the ball. End-over-end kick. David's going to grab it here at the 41. Back to the 45, to the 50. Inside Bronco territory to the 45-yard line before he's brought down there by Garrett Griffith for Hastings on the special teams. But Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball at the Hastings College 45-yard line, trailing by 10. A 45-yard kick there by Ernesto Lucayo and a 14-yard return.
Well, the Bronco defense had all the answers in the world. The first half, they were able to hold Wesleyan to only 40 yards of total offense. Since then, the bottoms dropped out for Tony Harper and his defense. They've given up 53 yards on the ground in Nebraska Wesleyan, 117 through the air. And we talked about Hoffman having all kinds of trouble. He's only got one incompletion here on 9 pass attempts in this second half.
And Hoffman wants to throw the ball again. He backs up. He throws the ball downfield. He's got a man out there and overthrows him down to 10. Overthrows his intended receiver, Mark Swierczyk. Swierczyk, a 6'5", 240-pound freshman out of Cedar Rapids. So it's now second down and 10 yards to go.
Actually, that pass there is Hoffman's first incomplete pass because the prior pass was from Manley on that double reverse. So before that, 8 of 8 passing for 117 yards here in this second half for Hoffman.
Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan 38-0 early in the third quarter. 17-7 here. Hoffman up under center, pitches the ball back. That's Lobita. Makes a move with the 45 to the 40, down to the Bronco 37. So the former Aurora Husky moves the ball down to the 37. Pete Botkin into the stop there for Hastings College. Wesleyan still looking at a third down situation here, but third down and about 2 yards to go. Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan 38-0, as we mentioned. At last check, it was Northwestern out on top of Midland, 10-6. That was at halftime. Those two teams probably playing for a playoff berth this afternoon. At last check, Sioux Falls had a lead over Concordia. The score was 21-0. We're down to 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 7. Here's Lobita. Again, slides through there at the 35, breaks outside to the 30, 25-20. He's down to the 15-yard line. He's down to the 10, still moving toward the goal line. He knocks down the official down there. And he is a run out of bounds, or is he in there for a touchdown?
I think he got in there. The official was standing at the goal line when he knocked him over.
The official's now going to talk down there right about the 1 or 2-yard line. And they say, no, he's knocked down at the 1. Brian Keller came down, the head coach there for Nebraska Wesleyan, wanting an explanation, but no, he is knocked down at about the 1-yard line. He took the pylon down, he took the official down, and then he's knocked down by Alec Diffendapper. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball at the Hastings College 1-yard line. First down and goal for Wesleyan. Working to the left end zone. The north end zone here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hoffman up under center. Backs to the I formation. Hoffman waiting for the snap, hands it away, and they get into the end zone for the touchdown. They get into the end zone for the touchdown, and carrying the ball there was Dustin Bryant. Dustin Bryant gets in there from 1 yard out And now things are starting to get a little interesting here. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is 17-13 Hastings.
Now 98 yards on the ground in the second half for Nebraska Wesleyan. That drive all set up on the big 36-yard run from Jerry Labita. Labita now with 11 carries, 91 yards, and Wesleyan has made this a ball game as the PAT awaiting. They trail by four, and now only 3 points with 8:39 left to go here in quarter number four. It's Nebraska Wesleyan 14, Hastings College 17. The bottom has dropped out on the Bronco defense here this second half, Mike.
That's a four-play, 45-yard drive there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Again, the big run, the 36-yarder by Jerry Labita that took it down to the one. Dustin Bryant gets the touchdown. Don't go away. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 14.
The Mohawk Anniversary Sale, celebrating 132 years of quality Mohawk flooring, is going on now at Boar's Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. This fall Mohawk sale features Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is also available. Boar's Floors is also your dealer for Oreck vacuum cleaners. Saving selection, 132 years of quality. It's the Mohawk Anniversary Sale at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 17-14 is the score. A typical Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings football game. It comes down to the wire and what looked like a Hastings College blowout early. Broncos getting the kick here. Nate Arnold brings it back. 20, 25 yard line. Nate brings it outside to the 30, 35, and he's brought down at the 37. And if Wesleyan comes back to win this ball game, Brian Gallagher is no longer allowed in our press facilities. Ever since he was up here, it completely turned around.
Yeah, he poked his head in the door with his Wesleyan football hat, his Wesleyan football coat, his Wesleyan football gloves. And since then, the P-Wolves in the second half have put up 214 yards of total offense. Would you care to wager on how much the Broncos have put up?
We're not over 100 yet.
In the second half, how about 19 yards of total offense?
Wow.
You talk about a tale of two halves. Wesleyan has dominated heavily in this second half, and they are, they've made this a ball game here. They trail by three.
Hubert wants to throw the football. He drops back. He throws it out here. It's going to be caught here by Michael Novicki out to the 40 to the 41. So a short gain from the 37 out to the 41. Tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan. That's Cole Meyer, the leading tackler on the team here for the Prairie Wolves. Hastings now has to run some clock, Jimmy. 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Got to run some clock and get some points on the scoreboard.
Well, they did that first quarter. First and second quarters, they dominated the game by just rushing the football. We had a couple of real quick quarters. Since then, things have changed, and the Broncos now really struggling offensively, trying to find anything they can. Novicki now with three receptions, 16 yards. It brings up about a second down and five here from the 41.
Wesleyan has done a great job getting back into this football game after we pretty well had him signed, sealed, and delivered. Here's a handoff. Kenyon Balazs, big hole, 45, and nearly breaks that one as he's brought down at the 50. A nice run there by Kenyon Balazs for 10 yards. Takes it right up the gut there, and he's dropped down at the 50-yard line. Track goal is made in there by Trent Friesen for Nebraska Wesleyan, but the ball right out there in the middle of the big red H at the Osborne Sports Complex.
Nice gain right off left tackle, and 9 yards by Kenyon Balazs. A much better job blocking up there, and he gets the 11th first down for Hastings College here this afternoon. More importantly, the first down, and the clock continues to move. 7:23, 7:22, it's a moving. And as you said, the ball right at midfield.
Aurora 6, Crete 6 in the Class B semifinals. They are at halftime this afternoon in Crete. There's a pitch play to Kenyon Balazs. He gets it to the 50-yard line, and not much there as he's brought down at the 48. Tackle is made in there by Wesleyan. That's a Cole Meyer making the stop there. Also getting in there for the Prairie Wolves was Tanner Smith, number 47. So the two linebackers making the stop there. Second down at 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Wesleyan 48. We're down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Hastings using up a lot of time now. Need a couple of more first downs, though. 17-14 is the score. Wesleyan back to within 3 points after trailing 17-0 in this football game. So here comes Hastings back up there. Here's the pass. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Wesleyan down the sideline. If this baby stands, we got a penalty flag down. And bringing the ball all the way back for a touchdown is going to be Cole Meyer. The ball was tipped. Meyer picks it up. I thought maybe it hit the turf here, but Meyer picks it up and runs it down the near sideline for a touchdown. And we'll check out the penalty flag. That's a 43.
This might go on Nebraska Wesleyan on a roughing the quarterback, and that's going to be the case. Troy Hubert laying down on the turf at about the 41-yard line. He was able to pick himself up, but he was hit late. That pass was over to Blake Horseman right in front of the Bronco bench. He goes down to his back, and as he went down to the turf, the ball pops up, and Johnny on the spot was Cole Meyer to pick that one off. He took it the distance, but that's going to – the penalty is going to
Give the ball back
to Hastings. They're just marking it off. Going to be a huge penalty. Going to go well into Nebraska Wesleyan territory.
So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty marched off on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings will get the ball back, and they will have it now at the Wesleyan 33. Oh, we were so close there to going down here in the ball game.
Oh, no. You don't want to have a pick six last game of the season, Troy.
You don't want everyone
actually, well, actually was it Troy's fault. Horseman should have held on to that football. As he fell to the turf, it just bounced up into Cole Meyer's hands. Nevertheless, Hastings College gets the penalty. They got a first and 10 at the Wesleyan 33.
There's a handoff to Balaji. He's hitting the backfield and down he goes back here at the 37. In there making a stop for Nebraska Wesleyan on the play was Trent Friesen again, number 53. Friesen was not even in the starting lineup, but he's had a sensational ball game today for Brian Keller and the P-Wolves defense. A loss in the play of 3 yards. It's second down and 13 in the offense is non-existent here in the second half.
Boy, one, two, three, four, five. Seven plays out of 17 from the line of scrimmage rushing the football have gone for minus yards for Hastings College.
Second down and 13. Hastings with the ball now to Wesleyan 37 with a three-point lead. Handoff again, Keenan Balaj, both hands on the ball. He's at the 35, and he is crushed.
Boy.
The ball comes loose. The ball comes loose at the 32-yard line. The officials, no indication yet. Wesleyan has the ball. Keenan Balaj is crushed at the 33. The ball comes loose. Wesleyan is on top of the football at the 32, and the P-Wolves have it.
Both players are down. Mike Keenan Balaj down for Hastings College, and then I didn't get the number that he ran into. Lance Milner. Boy, he's down right in front of the Hastings College bench. That's one of those hits that's scary. Both players, their necks snap back on that play as they hit in the open field at full speed, and the training crew's out there immediately, and both players laying flat on their backs.
That was a helmet-to-helmet hit like you have never seen. Yeah, both of them at full speed just ran into each other with their helmets, with their heads, and the ball came loose, and now both players injured on the play. Keenan Balaj, the ball carrier for Hastings, down here at the 33. Paul Merkowitz goes out and checks on him. And here comes the training staff here for Nebraska Wesleyan as well.
I just seen with the Binocs here smelling salts in the face mask of Keenan Balaj. They're trying to get Milner up off the turf. They'll get him up.
No, that's not Milner. That's
no.
Let's see, that's 37 in there. That's going to be one of those linebackers in there.
Tyler Schultz.
Yeah.
And he'll walk off. Not sure what zip code he's in.
And here's Keenan Balaj now has come to. He is sitting on the seat of his pants at the 33. He might have been completely knocked down on the play, Jimmy.
Well, he went down. As we said, both players coming towards each other. And as Balaj cut that right back upfield, that's one of them hits you've seen on Sundays. Both players at full speed. Their both heads snapped straight backwards. And they went lifelessly to the turf. And now they will get Keenan Balaj up, but boy, I tell you what, that probably goes down as one of the hardest hits we've seen in a Hastings College football game this season.
But now, 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play, Wesleyan has got the ball following the Keenan Balaj fumble. And Keenan Balaj has helped off of the field now for Hastings. So now the Bronco defense comes back out. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the football. That's a turnover on Hastings, their second turnover of the ball game. Wesleyan now comes out first down and 10 on their own 31. Hoffman throws the ball across the middle. It's going to be caught at the 45-yard line to the 46 to the 47. That's going to be a Colgrove again. Mike Colgrove, number 87, the senior flanker, comes up to make the catch there. Kane Ellenberg, another stop for Hastings. But Hoffman, Jimmy, having all kinds of time to throw the football. No pressure whatsoever out of the Bronco defense.
32 yards in the first half, 131 here in the second half. That goes for 15. That is first down number 9 for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Remember, they only had one in the first half. But more importantly, the clock moving, 5:13, 5:12. They've got the ball at their own 46, first and 10.
And here's a direct snap now to Matt Sharkey as Sharkey takes the ball to the 50. That was a pickup of 4 yards in a play. Brian Callen into the stop for Hastings College defensively. But a direct snap there to Matt Sharkey. He runs it to the 50-yard line. Wesleyan only needs a field goal to tie up the ball game. Their field goal kicker is Steven Anderson. He is 6 out of 10 on field goal attempts this year. His longest one has been 35 yards.
Well, they'll have to get her down there a lot longer because this breeze blowing from left to right here is very stiff coming out of the north, and that is the direction that Nebraska Wesleyan is driving. They got the ball right at the 52nd and 6 here.
Wesleyan has got two timeouts remaining here in the second half. Here's a pitch back to Lobita. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. Brian Callen again in on the stop for Hastings. Lobita is knocked down back here at the 48-yard line. A loss of 2 yards on play. Brian Callen unofficially with 13 tackles in the football game here on this final day. A senior for Hastings College.
Boy, it is amazing. He's been around the football on fumbles. He's been around the quarterback on blitzes. He's made tackles from everywhere on special teams and defense. He has done everything today in his final football game. He has played a whale of a game defensively here for Tony Harper. But that one there, a loss of a couple of yards. Going to bring up a third down and 7 here. The ball back at the 49-yard line. 3:50 left to go here in the game.
All right, Hopman stands in the gun. Here comes some pressure. Hopman gets rid of it. His pass is going to be tipped. And it's going to fall out of the turf. The intended receiver for Nebraska Wesleyan was number 43, Dustin Bryant, coming out of the backfield. That was off of his fingertips, so now it's fourth down. Fourth down and 7 yards to go, and Wesleyan will have to punt the football away on their own 49. Last check, Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan 38-0.
I was just checking Hopman's numbers here. 14-24 passing for 163 yards here in the afternoon. Most of those coming here in the second half. Nice high punt.
Ethan Hunke punts the football down to the 20 with a fair catch is called for and made by Brinson Steinhauser. So we got 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the football game. 33-yard kick there by Ethan Hunke, but he gets the job done as Hastings no return. So now the Broncos will need a couple of first downs here. And we have not been able to move the football against Nebraska Wesleyan since halftime.
31 yards of total offense here in the second half of play. Checking the running back situation. Keenan Ballage still down on the sidelines. The medical unit still checking with him as he sits on the training table. But it'll be Dalton Seeley, the original starter. Zach Beatty in a fullback. Hubert a quarterback.
All right, here's Hubie with the football. He's going to run it himself as Hubert gets a yard, maybe two, on the quarterback keeper around the left end. Nebraska Wesleyan with two timeouts remaining here. It's a 17-14 ball game. Hastings scored the first 17 points here in the contest. Led this baby at halftime 17-0. Wesleyan getting a touchdown in the third quarter to make it 17-7. Then getting a one-yard touchdown from Dustin Bryant here in the fourth quarter to make it 17-14. An apparent go-ahead touchdown was waved off there in that last possession as Hastings College had a pass interception or a fumble. And it was on a roughing the passer penalty on the Wesleyan defense. Hastings avoids the big one right there. There's a handoff to Seeley, and he's going to be hit in the backfield, and down he goes. So Hastings unable to rush the football since halftime. This is amazing. Kotzer again, end of the stop for Nebraska Wesleyan. And now Wesleyan's going to start winning the field position here, Jimmy. We're down to 2:42 to play. Hastings looking at third down. Third down and still about 11 or 12 yards to go. The ball pushed back inside the 20, and Wesleyan is going to burn one of their timeouts right here.
That is 7 out of 17 rushing plays here in the second half for negative yardage. Seeley never got out of the backfield. A lot of guys standing around watching on that play. There was a host of white jerseys in there. And as far as throwing the football, Troy, since halftime, 3 of 8. 3 of 8 for 24 yards, one interception. So Troy has been less spectacular here in the second half of play. He had a pretty good first half, but, boy, everything has just went off the charts offensively and defensively here in this second half for Hastings College. They're just hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
All right, let's take a quick break here. 2:44 to play. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 14.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2:44 to play here in the third quarter. actually the fourth quarter. Hastings with a lead 17-14 over Nebraska Westland. And the Broncos now looking at third down and 12 yards to go. Both of these teams trying to finish the season on a winning note. They are 4-5 coming into the ball game, battling here this afternoon. Third down, 12 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 18. Hubert, play action pass. Hubert's going to throw it to the near side. It's going to be caught by Justin Anderson right here on the sideline. He got
not
to
enough.
About the 28, but he had to take it out to the 32 for the first down. So Hastings is going to be stopped short. It is fourth down now for Hastings. Fourth down and about 3 or 4 yards to go. And now what do we have here? Westland wanted to know if he was out of bounds here. That was caught here on the Hastings sideline. Westland will call the timeout again. That's going to be their second one. And now we got a fourth down situation when we come back. Hastings is going to have to punt the football away. It's going to bring up a fourth down and still about 4 yards to go for Hastings. Broncos will have to punt the football when we come back. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 14.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The second half possessions for Hastings, 5 punts and 1 fumble. This is number 6 right here.
Well, and that was unfortunate. Broncos needed nearly 13 to get the first down. Justin Anderson's pattern was at only 10 yards, and that's why they're 4 yards short as Lacayo gets into the football here. A good, good punt.
It goes over Labita's head. Labita comes back and picks it up, and then he fumbles. The football falls on top of it at the 22. Boy, the special teams have not been very good today for Nebraska Westland. Labita does the right thing there as he gets back on top of it at the 22. But now Westland has got to drive it almost the length of the field here. They're going to be into the win with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. And we have got a 17-14 ball game in favor of Hastings College.
Good kick, Ernesto Lacayo. 53 yards on that one. And nearly disaster for Nebraska Westland as Lovito tries to make a play on it and fumbles it down. He wisely just pops right down on top of it. So 79 yards away here is a Nebraska Wesleyan. They don't need to go quite that far, but with this strong wind, they're going to have to get her down there quite a ways for an attempted field goal to tie this football back up.
Again, the longest field goal of the year for Steven Anderson was 35 yards for a Nebraska Wesleyan. Hopman stands in the pocket. He throws it to the far side. That baby is caught there by Colgrove, and he's out of bounds as they work the sidelines here. Colgrove makes the reception there. Zach Carlton over there defensively for Hastings. So they move the ball from the 21. They're going to spot this baby at about the 26. That was a 5-yard completion. The clock is running. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. 2:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Nate Hopman again as he stands in the gun. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. One moon set back beside him. That's a Sharkey. Hopman stands in the pocket. Now he's flushed out of there. Here comes some backside pressure. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver was Joe Manley. Back there in coverage for Hastings was Aaron Verlinde out there at about the 38-yard line. The pass is incomplete. A minute and 52 seconds to play now in the football game. 17-14, Hastings with a lead.
Mueller and Langdenberg on the pressure coming from the backside, able to force the quarterback Hopman over to the right side. I believe Zach Carlton nearly got his hands on it right in front of Brian Keller. But it'll fall incomplete. Third down and 5 here. 1:52 left to go in the ballgame.
Line of scrimmage is the Wesleyan 26. Hopman brings the ball down, sprints out left side, now sets, throws the ball. It's going to be nearly intercepted by Steinhauser. Brinson had one earlier in the ballgame, but he had his hands on that one. Incomplete pass, and now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. This is pretty much the ballgame right here. Wesleyan will go for it on fourth down and 5 yards to go from their own 26.
Did you see Nate Hopman on that play as he threw the football? He was blasted by Brian Callen. He come on the blitz. Hopman had no defense in that one there. That was a big, big hit. Not an illegal one. It was a good one. Callen has played a whale of a defensive ball game. But speaking of ball games, probably it right here. 4th and 5 for Nebraska Westland.
From the 26-yard line, Hopman is in the gun. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Hopman has got the ball. He stands. He waits. Hopman is under pressure. Now he throws it. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings at the 35 to the 30. Down to the 22-yard line. It is picked off there by Hastings.
Jake Mueller on a lot of pressure. He got down around the ankles of Hopman as he threw that football. He threw it earlier than he wanted to. And then Tanner Knox defensively steps in, makes a nice return. They'll spot it down at about the 21-yard line. That was where the original line of scrimmage was. So the Bronco defense finally finds some life here late in this ball game.
Five turnovers now for Wesleyan.
Yeah, boy, what do turnovers do to a football team? Hastings College can tell you all about it, but they've only had one of them here today, and now they just have to tick away a minute 36 as they'll be lined up in the victory formation here, and it looks like the Broncos will finish out the season 5 wins, 5 losses.
So Hubert goes back and takes a couple of knees here, and this ball game is going to be over. So Tanner Knox gets the final interception for the Bronco defense for the 2010 season, and it was a big one. Staves off the rally here from Nebraska Western, but I'll tell you what, all the credit in the world to the P-Wolves. They were signed, sealed, and dead by halftime.
Yeah, they really were. And then they came out, made some adjustments offensively and defensively, and were able to put up 14 unanswered points to crawl back into this game. And Brian Gallagher, we'll see whether we'll let him in our broadcasting booth again after this victory, though we probably will. OG, man, he's a good guy. And Troy Huber will take a snap again, go to a knee. This doesn't help the statistics any more because that's another loss of 2 yards. So now we're down to 1 yard of rushing on 11 carries in the fourth quarter.
Oh, don't go back and take
that. But there again, Merck says that's just all strictly for us to worry about. It's the wins and losses he's worried about.
Oh, he'll be happy with this one. So we're going to end up with minus yardage in the second half because Hubert's going to take another knee right here for another 2 yard loss. We'll just give him a 1 yard loss.
We'll give him minus one, so that makes 12 carries and no yards in the fourth quarter. That'll be the last one. And Hastings College, what a great, great defensive stand. Tanner Knox comes up with the interception, and Hastings College is going to go on to the victory. We're inside 5 seconds.
So this is going to be the ball game as the two teams head to the center of the field. Hastings College going to knock off Nebraska Wesleyan for the second straight year. Last year, 7-3 in Lincoln. This year, we hang on for a 17-14 victory as the clock reaches zero. And Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Broncos wrap up the 2010 season with a couple of wins over Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan over their big rivals. And they will get into the postseason now. The offseason, 5-5, Hastings College finishing off the 2010. An exciting one here this afternoon. We got so much more to come, so stay with us. Again, the final score, it was Hastings College knocking off Nebraska Wesleyan today, 17-14. You are listening to Bronco Football.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Ecotrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College hangs on here as they knock off Nebraska Wesleyan today by the score of 17-14. It turned out to be a whale of a football game here this afternoon, so Hastings College will finish the season with a mark of 5 wins and 5 losses. Nebraska Wesleyan will close out their year with a mark of 4-6. Hastings used a couple of early turnovers to jump out to a quick 14-0 lead, and it's a good thing we did. Hastings was on the good end of a muff punt by Nebraska Wesleyan as Hastings recovers the ball up around the 48-yard line. So Hastings goes 10 plays, 48 yards for their first touchdown. They get a 14-yard scoring strike from Troy Hubert to Nick Blunt. Made their score 7-0. The next possession for Nebraska Wesleyan, they throw an interception. It was picked off by Brinson Steinhauser. He took the ball down inside the 5-yard line. A couple of plays later, Dalton Seeley took it in from 2 yards out. Hastings jumped down to a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. Hastings then getting another turnover in the second quarter. Brian Callen recovers a fumble. Hastings had to settle for a 37-yard field goal from Ernesto Lokyle. That made the score 17-0. That's the way the first half ended. And then a much different Nebraska Wesleyan team came out in the second half of play. They went 8 plays, 73 yards early in the third quarter and got a 5-yard touchdown run from Jerry Lobita. The point after touchdown made it 17-7. Then in the fourth quarter of play, Wesleyan got a 36-yard run from Jerry Lobita that took the ball down to the 1-yard line. 1 play later, Dustin Bryant took it in for the score. It was 17-14. Wesleyan getting the ball back in the final couple of minutes of the ball game in the fourth quarter, but Tanner Knox picks off a pass to preserve the win as Hastings College gets out of here with a 17-14 victory over Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon.
Woo! That was a close one. Hastings College looking good through two quarters of football, and then it had to be a defensive stand. That was a whale of a ball game, but a great job to Nebraska Wesleyan as they did what they needed to coming out of the halftime break. They adjusted. They made this a whale of a ball game here today. We look at first downs for Hastings College. They had 11 on the afternoon. They rushed the football 46 times for 101 yards. Passing yards again, Troy Hubert having a good first half, not such a good second half. He ends the day with 8 of 18 passing, one interception, 73 yards. So the Broncos with 174 yards of total offense on the afternoon. Individual leaders for Hastings College, Dalton Seeley with 16 carries, 43 yards. He had one touchdown. Keenan Balodge ends the day with 16 carries and 42 yards. Zach Beatty, 5 carries and 12 yards. We look at receiving, Justin Anderson, 3 catches for 33 yards. Michael Novicki, 3 catches, 17 yards. Nick Blunt had a touchdown catch of 14 yards, and Nate Arnold had one catch for 9 yards. We look at Nebraska Wesleyan on the afternoon with 12 first downs, rushing the football 29 times, 95 yards. Remember, a lot of these yards come in the second half of play. They only had 40 yards of total offense after the first half of football. Again, rushing the football 95 yards, throwing the football around. The quarterback, Nate Hopman, was 15 of 28, two interceptions for 167 yards on the afternoon. So 262 of total offense for Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon. We look at some individual leaders. Jerry Lobita, the sophomore out of Aurora, 12 rushes, 78 yards, one touchdown. Nate Hopman, 4 carries, 16 yards. Matt Sharkey had 8 carries and 11 yards. Receiving the football today, Mike Colgrove was the go-to guy. 4 receptions, 86 yards. Matt Edwards, the big tight end, 3 receptions, 34 yards. And out of the backfield, Jerry Lobita doing a nice job as well. They've got him 3 receptions and 9 yards. But the Broncos do it. They send 18 seniors out with a victory. They end the year at 500 with 5-5. They can start rebuilding things for next season. This was not the season that the Broncos wanted, but they end the season with a couple of victories over their old rivals, Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan, and we'll see be on some new turf next year as they will tear this turf up and apply some new stuff down for next year. But we'll see what Coach Merck has. They will be on the recruiting trail, I would imagine, very, very soon. They've made a lot of contacts already. Hopefully they can bring in some outstanding players again here to the Bronco football program.
Late in the fourth quarter, Northwestern is leading Midland 24-6. That's possibly for a battle for a playoff spot. Northwestern 24, Midland 6. The final here, Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. Morningside in the fourth quarter out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 45-0. Stick around. We've got more to come. We've got the player of the game coming up and also the coach's postgame show and then Eye on Sports, all the scores from across the GPAC and across the nation today. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The Mohawk Anniversary Sale, celebrating 132 years of quality Mohawk flooring, is going on now at Boers Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. This fall Mohawk sale features Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is also available. Boers Floors is also your dealer for Oreck vacuum cleaners. Saving, selection, 132 years of quality. It's the Mohawk Anniversary Sale at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 1902 West 2nd.
Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 17-14 over Nebraska Wesleyan, and this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name a defensive and an offensive star this ball game right after this timeout.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, our defensive star of the ball game today is going to be Brian Callen in his final game for Hastings College. Unofficially, 13 tackles for Brian Callen, assisted and also making stops on his own solo tackles for Brian Callen. He also had a fumble recovery that set up that field goal at the end of the second quarter, which eventually proved to be the big difference here as Hastings wins at 17-14 here this afternoon. Offensively, it's sputtered at best here this afternoon, but a guy scoring a touchdown. And leading the way for Hastings rushing-wise was Dalton Seeley today, 16 carries, 43 yards. He scores a touchdown for Hastings, 2 yards in the first quarter. So Dalton Seeley going to be our offensive player of the game today. Our defensive player of the game will be Brian Callen as Hastings knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 17-14. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance and agent Marty DeMuth. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming your way on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
We are back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 17-14 over Nebraska Wesleyan. And Coach Paul Merkowitz joins us. And Coach, you didn't have to keep us in our seats quite that bad, my man. You guys controlled the first half and not so much in the second half, but congratulations.
Well, thank you. And you know, I thought we did some nice things in the first half. We were concerned when we went at halftime, even though it was 17-0. I mean, they gave us a short field on a couple instances. You know, we got a touchdown on one. You know, that was about a 3-yard drive. And then, you know, we got a first down and then wound up kicking a field goal. I mean, so there's 10 of your points. And even in that first drive when we scored, I think it was the first drive, you know, we had a couple of big third down conversions, a couple of third and long conversions that we were able to get. So the yards were tough to come by, and they were giving us a lot of difficult times being able, obviously being able to run the football and trying to get through the third quarter.
Wesleyan came out, and did they do a whole bunch of things differently in the second half? Or?
No. I mean, we may need to take a peek at it on film tomorrow, but I didn't see anything. They weren't doing anything differently. We were just – we were having a tougher time getting off blocks for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know if our kids kind of maybe settled in at the start of the third, but obviously the first drive got us going. And I didn't see a lot. You know, I was with the offense most of the time, and I saw a long pass, but I don't know what happened on it. I just saw the ball in the air, and then they went in and scored a couple of plays later. But, all in all, we're going to try and do anything we could to get a win, and I don't know if I've ever wanted to be 5-5 so bad. But it feels really good to send these seniors off the right way, especially in a game like that. You knew when it was 17-0 at halftime, you knew it wasn't going to be a 17-point game. It doesn't work that way with these two schools and this kind of history. But it really feels good to win this game against Nebraska Wesleyan.
Hastings wins it 17-14 here this afternoon. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with the coach, Hastings College winning it here this afternoon, 17-14 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Just totaled up 35 yards, coach, total offense. I know those are numbers for us, but 35 yards of total offense for us in the second half. Wesleyan just nailed us there in the second half.
Yeah, it was a deal. You know, we came out in the third, and I don't know if it's the traditional way to do it, but you should kick with the wind and try to get, you know, win the third quarter and worry about the fourth. We went the other way around like we did last week, and then we gave them the wind in the third. Thinking that we could be able to run the football and slow it down a little bit, and we weren't able to really do that. And it took a long time to get through that third quarter. I think there's probably four possessions with us really doing much of nothing. You start to get some penalties in there, and then you got a turnover a little bit late. And so it was tough going. You know, we kind of knew that going in. And they gave us some different fronts and some different looks almost every time we went out there. And we were just kind of having fits trying to make adjustments.
Defensively, you guys come up with some big, big plays. You had a blocked field goal. You recover a fumble inside the 5-yard line, and then got the interception there at the end with Tanner Knox.
Yeah, it was really nice. That was, because you're just kind of sitting there waiting and waiting, and you had a long way to go. And we weren't so convinced that even though they were out of timeouts, that they may try to run the ball a little bit early just to see if they could kind of maybe get to midfield and then take a couple of shots because the wind was pretty big. And then I tell you, it was a tough decision when we were down there on 3rd and 12 to throw the football. And we were fortunate enough to complete the pass, stay in bounds, and they had to burn a timeout, because that was the one thing that I was talking with Troy about was we've played smart the whole way, I guess, it probably would have made more sense to run the football and have them burn their timeout there. But Ernesto hits a big punt for us. They almost turned it over for us. We almost turned it over for them a couple of times. It was just kind of one of those games where going to get a good night's sleep tonight. Here it's going to probably be about an hour.
five turnovers I think Wesleyan had in the football game today, and obviously they gave us two early that were very big for us.
They really were, and that really helped us. Obviously, we get points on the board and then get up 14-0. Our guys felt pretty good, and I don't think our guys up front settled in. I just think that we were able to get some things early, and they made some really nice adjustments. It's kind of one of those deals we've talked about over the years. The more you try to make adjustments, sometimes you make it worse. And we're starting to get guys in the backfield, and we're starting to get some things that way, and that was causing some problems for us.
Okay, we'll take one more time out. We'll be back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 17-14 over Nebraska Wesleyan. We talked defense. One guy who had a sensational ball game on that side of the ball, Coach, is Brian Callen in his final game.
Yeah, he was all over the place, and I was glad to see it end that way for him. You know, it was a rough year last year, getting hurt in our last regular season game and missing that playoff game, and he's had a super season and led our defense. He's been the heart and soul of that defense, and he's going to be a really tough one to replace. And pretty emotional day, all those seniors, 18 seniors, you want to send them off the right way, and singing in the locker room is certainly one way to do it, because it's been the month of October was rough, man. The month of November wasn't all too bad, but I think we got a lot of things coming back, and we got a lot of things to build with, and we got to get we got to fill some things in recruiting and get some things done that way. But feels good to go into the off season, with two big wins.
Yeah, 5-5 sounds a whole lot better. I know it's only one game, and it's 4-6, 5-5, and 5-5 sounds a lot better.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a lot easier to recruit that. It's a heck of a lot easier to recruit 9-2,
yeah.
but 5-5 is a heck of a lot better than 4-6, and we're proud of the way our kids finished up.
You guys really start hitting the trail now, and your tough season really starts right now.
Yeah, it's really an important time for us, and we've done, you know, our assistant coaches do a great job of evaluating talent throughout the year. It's really tough to be able to get out and see players and do all that stuff while you're still trying to prepare, but they've done a great job doing that, and you know, we'll wrap some things up this week and kind of get exit interviews with our guys here and just kind of shore some things here at home before they go home for Thanksgiving break, and then we'll get going and get on the road next Monday, Tuesday, before the kids go on Thanksgiving break, and get out and get talking to some kids and get a recruiting class together here.
The returners, they go into their off-season conditioning work and stuff.
They
like
won't.
That?
We generally will give them off through the month of December. We'll partner them up and let them do some weightlifting, but, you know, they need a break, and I just – you know, we've done that the last couple of years. I mean, I just don't think you can plug at it 365 days, and then their bodies need to recover. And so we'll give them the 2 weeks here, and then get them on kind of a light regimen of weightlifting, and just to kind of stay in shape. And then we get into January, we'll turn it up again.
When's your off time, Coach?
I don't know. We're gonna talk.
Summer?
We can talk about that. I don't know if that ever happened. When did that happen? But that's the way it goes, and that's, we got to get better, and it's important to us, and. We won't have a, you know, we're going to enjoy this, but we'll get going and get ready for next season right away.
All right, another year in the books, my man. Hopefully we'll see you in 2011, huh?
Thanks, buddy.
All right, see ya. Paul Merkowitz, the head coach for Hastings College. The Broncos win it this afternoon 17-14. Take one more break. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon 17-14 over Nebraska Wesleyan. They will finish the season 5 wins and 5 losses. Not like we finished the season last year, Jimmy, as we were getting ready for maybe a possible playoff run, which eventually happened as we waited till Sunday to determine that. We're probably not going to have to wait by the phones here tomorrow, waiting for it to ring for the 2010 season. But I think an enjoyable season here. Hastings finishing strong, like the coach said, getting out of here with 2 wins over Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan to finish the year and getting back to the 500 mark.
Well, I think it was just huge, you know, for not only the program but the coaches and the kids, you know, the seniors going out to 18 of them, getting go out on a couple of wins. And you know, now, as you said, and talking to Coach there, they get out on the recruiting trail. They've already made a lot of contacts. They've got a lot of kids that, you know, they just need to get some things finalized with them, and hopefully they can get a good recruiting class in here. We love to go to the playoffs just as much as the coaches and the kids do. This is unfamiliar territory for us, as we were getting ready to go to Ottawa last year, but that's not going to be the case. We still have a little bit of football left for you. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will be playing Tuesday afternoon in North Platte in a semifinal game, and then possibly get to go down and do the finals down at the Memorial Stadium with you. But, yeah, the season's winding down. Seems like just yesterday we got going. But things keep going for you as you get ready for basketball season. But it's been a fun year doing the college again. I appreciate you bringing me aboard, and hopefully we can hook up again next year.
Hastings College of Basketball gets underway next Saturday. The Broncos will play their conference opener next week at Sioux Falls. So out of all the possible conference games to go to the lead off the season, we make the trip to Sioux Falls next
Saturday. You know, one thing we haven't had yet is a nice blizzard for you to try to travel up to Sioux Falls. We'll hope that doesn't happen. You never know. Maybe I'll jump aboard and carry the bags along with you sometime this season for Lance Creech and the crews.
We'll get together again next Tuesday with Hastings St. Cecilia football in North Platte. It'll be a 3:45 pregame show, 4 o'clock kickoff between the Irish and the Blue Hawks. It'll be our next broadcast here on 1230 KHIS. Northwestern, we understand, has just beaten Midland. So Northwestern now could be the third team in. 24-6 was the final score today. Northwestern knocking out Midland. So it appears Sioux Falls and Northwestern and also Morningside could be the teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference to advance into the NAIA National Championship Series. They'll make the official pairings sometime tomorrow. So that'll do it for us this afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College turning 3 early turnovers into 17 points, jumping out to a 17-0 first half lead, and then hanging on and beating Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 17-14.
Tanner Knox gets an interception with under 2 minutes to play in the ball game to lock things up for Hastings. And the Broncos finish the season 5 wins and 5 losses. For Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, and Tyler Moffitt, my engineer, back to the radio station. Stick around. Ion Sports is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 East Side Boulevard. Our Bronco football coverage continues with Ion Sports, brought to you up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings. An equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
This is Eye on Sports, a look at scores from around the state and around the nation. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS for Ion Sports. I'm Tyler Maffin with a check of scores from around the GPAC and around the nation. Welcome inside the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll get to a few scores from around major college football in just a few minutes. First, let's take a look at the scoring drives for Hastings College. Final score, Hastings College 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. The Broncos had a long opening drive to start things off as Troy Hubert passed to Nick Blunt to make the score 7-0. A few minutes later, Brinson Steinhauser intercepted the ball, running it down to the 3-yard line. That set up the Broncos as Dalton Seeley put 6 more on the board, 14-0 Broncos. It was a quiet second quarter until Ernesto Lacayo put some points on the board, kicking a 37-yard field goal to make the score 17-0 Broncos. That's where we were at the half, 17-0, HC with the lead. In the third quarter, Wesleyan finally got some points on the board with a 5-yard touchdown run, 17-7 Broncos. The third quarter was left pretty quiet as well, with that being the only score. In the fourth quarter, Nebraska Wesleyan put one in from a yard out to make the score interesting. HC 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. That's how the game ended, however. Hastings College defeating Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 17-14. In the rest of the GPAC, the 2-7 Doan Tigers played 2-8 Briarcliff today. At last check, Doan led 21-0. Northwestern headed to Fremont today to take on Midland. Final score, Midland 6, Northwestern 24. Morningside takes on Dakota Wesleyan today. At last check, it was Morningside 45, Dakota Wesleyan 7. Concordia headed to 9-0 Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls 21, Concordia 0 at last check. And Dorta had the week off. We'll get a check of scores from around the Big 12 and the Big 10 right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Ion Sports for 1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt. In the Big 12, number 17 Missouri hosted number 24 Kansas State today in Columbia. Final score on that game, Missouri wins 38-28. Number 16 Oklahoma is set to square off against Texas Tech today. At last check, Oklahoma was leading 24-7. Iowa State is looking to rebound from their loss to Nebraska last week as they take on Colorado. At last check, it was Colorado 27, Iowa State 7. Number 10 Oklahoma plays Texas tonight, or excuse me, number 10 Oklahoma State plays Texas tonight at 7. Number 8 Nebraska barely squeaked by Iowa State last week. Now the Huskers take on Turner Gill in Kansas tonight at 6. If you would like to hear the play-by-play of that game, you can tune in to our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tonight. Also in the Big 12, Baylor takes on Texas A&M tonight at 6. Turning our attention to the Big Ten, Illinois is squaring off against Minnesota. At last check, Minnesota was leading 24-20. Number 7 Wisconsin played Indiana today. Final score, Wisconsin 83, Indiana 20.
Number 13, Iowa, had their undefeated season ended by Northwestern last year. The Hawkeyes should have been out for revenge in their trip to Evanston today. That didn't happen as Northwestern defeated Iowa 21-17. Michigan faced off against Purdue today. At last check, Michigan had the lead 20-16. Number 9, Ohio State is playing Penn State today in Columbus. At last check, it was Ohio State 3, Penn State 7. And Michigan has the lone bye week in the Big Ten. 1230 KHAS, we'll get a check of scores from around the NCAA Top 25 right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Hi, on Sports for 1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt. Taking a look around the NCAA Top 25, number 1, Oregon plays Cal tonight at 6. Number 2, Auburn is squaring off against Georgia. Right now, Auburn and Georgia are tied up at 7. Number 3, TCU heads to San Diego State today. At last check, San Diego State had the lead 7-0 over TCU. Number 4, Boise State defeated Idaho earlier in the week, 52-14. Number 5, LSU looks to move higher in the polls against Louisiana Monroe tonight at 6. Number 6, Stanford squares off against Arizona State tonight at 6:30. Number 7, Wisconsin played Indiana. Final score, Wisconsin 83, Indiana 20. That's a school record for Wisconsin in for points scored in a game. Number 8, Nebraska is scheduled to have Taylor Martinez back as the Huskers take on Kansas tonight at 6. Number 9, Ohio State is playing Penn State right now in Columbus. At last check, it was Penn State 7, Ohio State 3. Number 10, Oklahoma State looks to continue the wins against Texas tonight at 7. Number 12, Alabama plays number 19, Mississippi State tonight at 6. Mississippi State has won 6 straight since stumbling out of the gate. They look to continue that streak tonight. Number 13, Iowa had their undefeated season ended by Northwestern last year. The Hawkeyes were out for revenge in their trip to Evanston today. However, Northwestern upsets Iowa 21-17. Number 14, Utah hopes to rebound from a loss against Notre Dame, but again, right now, Irish 14, Utah 3. Number 15, Arkansas takes on UTEP tonight at 6. Number 16, Oklahoma squares off against Texas Tech today. At last check, it was Sooners 24, Tech 7. After a disastrous two-game road trip that saw losses to Nebraska and Texas, number 17, Missouri returned home to host number 24, Kansas State. Final score on that game, Missouri 38, Kansas State 28. Number 18, Arizona plays USC tonight at 7. Number 20, Virginia Tech is taking on North Carolina today. At last check, it was North Carolina 7, Virginia Tech 3. Number 21, Nevada squares off against Fresno State tonight at 9:30. And the SEC title will be on the line as number 22, Florida squares off against number 23, South Carolina tonight at 6:15. And number 25, Texas A&M plays Baylor tonight at 6. We'll get a few final words after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Hi, on Sports for 1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt. Once again, Hastings College defeating Nebraska Wesleyan today 17-14. HC goes 5-5 on the season. Join us for Bronco basketball. That begins next Saturday. For 1230 KHAS and Ion Sports, I'm Tyler Maffitt.
Ion Sports has been brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings. Hastings College football is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.